halftime on the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm going to talk about the Chinese New Year.
Buzz, do you think he's lying?
I do. Yeah, he's not really Chinese.
I love that language.
You don't think I'm Chinese?
No,
lots of,
sir.
Lots of clicks and grunts and stuff.
Let
me find out if you're really Chinese.
Okay.
Tell me something.
Yes?
How much would you charge me for 6 shirts?
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The son of a beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Oh, we're sorry.
My French, but you're an asshole.
The Don and Mike Show. You can get it.
Oh, really?
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find.
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
What? Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Join me.
Boy, lovely, lovely tribute.
Tony,
beautiful.
I'm talking about the beautiful.
Join me for a lovely tribute.
Hello, Tony.
To the beautiful son of God.
Lovely, lovely offspring.
Lovely. Philip Osborne.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK. And I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
Lovely, lovely.
You know, Phil left you an invitation on my voicemail this morning.
Really? What was it?
He said, please join him for a beautiful round of the Charlie Stossel Circle Game. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds like fun. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. V. Zima and all the ships at sea. And now, the opening act for the Buzz and Lisa News Show, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Lovely, lovely show. That was a lovely intro, Rob.
Lovely.
Please join us for another lovely, lovely edition of the Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely.
Still brought to you by the auspices of the Westwood One. That's our company.
Yeah.
It's a new episode. It's Thursday.
Thursday.
Jan 25.
Right.
Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Right. Same number as yesterday. 877-365-3636. That's your toll-free hotline to the hits. And just think about it, Mike.
Welcome to my world.
24 hours from now, we'll be standing in front of...
Won't you come on in?
Miles and miles of smelly disc jockeys.
I can almost smell the untouched shirts.
And I found something else out there. This year, the Super Bowl, and we're doing the show from Radio Row, which we hate. And we'll be there tomorrow. Open to the general public.
Hey, how exciting is that? That'll be wonderful.
Get us a goddamn...
It's a goddamn velvet robe.
And of course, it's all built with you in mind.
Built with you in mind. Built with you in mind.
I predicted that tomorrow will be the exact moment when we feel like the biggest idiots.
Yes.
When together we sing,
Built with you in mind.
But you know we will.
You know we will.
Because that's the kind of guys we are.
You know we will. I mean, tomorrow's the Super Bowl, and...
Well, it's the day, it's 2 days before.
Yeah, but it's for us, it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's the Super Bowl of our broadcast.
The Super Bowl show tomorrow from Tampa Bay, and I know that in the past we've tried to...
Well, we've tried all kinds of different things to make it an enjoyable listening experience for you, the consumer. We've
quite frankly, we've worked our asses off.
We've taken out a little Marty satellite unit, and we've actually broadcast as we were in a cab driving from the hotel to the place where we were doing the show. We've
run around like ferrets on speed through the hotel lobby.
I mean, we've got that tape where we're chasing Jim Mora.
You don't like that, and I don't like that. No. You look back at the moment. It's kind of normal, but then we look back and my God, what asses we are.
Last year we did a tape delay show. We went to a party at Rudy's house.
Right. We ran around Rudy's party like a couple of ferrets.
The only good thing to come out of that was when we went into Rudy's closet.
Nice
found his dirty underpants. And
chasing all the celebrities, that wasn't our thing.
No, so tomorrow when we come to you live from the Super Bowl, just want to say, be prepared. For those of you who love a good old-fashioned bitch fest,
yes.
I predict that tomorrow... The show will be just chock full of complaints about the conditions, the other disc jockeys, the cramming together of hundreds of radio shows from across America.
Well, tomorrow I've got something special that I wanted to mention here. I'm going to be playing in the Franco Harris Lydell Mitchell golf tournament down there at the Super Bowl, and hopefully I'll be able to at least see some former football players, but I'm not sure what the stature is. You know, how would you rate Franco Harris now? Has it been too many years?
Here's the thing, who gives a frig?
Right.
I mean, what are we going to say? Frankly, beyond the people who we like watching on TV.
Yes.
You know, what are we going to say to someone like Bubba Smith?
Yeah. You're right.
You know? I mean...
It's been too long.
This ain't the Tony Kornheiser show.
Well, what I'm planning to do on the first tee, something I've really given a lot of thought to.
Here we go. You'll hear a lot of this tomorrow.
Once again, I was
depressing.
So prepared.
That's depressing.
Oh, not over here, it isn't.
No thanks on the Franco Harris, though.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's cool for you to play golf with him.
No, I mean, I'm not going to, like, it's not like I'm saying I'm going to bring him back and interview him or stuff like that, but I wonder who I'll see. I'm not sure how, I don't know where that golf tournament is on the pecking order, you know?
Well, no offense.
Yeah.
If you got in, probably ain't that tough.
Well, they didn't ask me from the tournament. A friend of mine who's playing and it got me.
I know. Stuck in the back door.
It's not like me, you know. It's not like they were seeking me out, not by any stretch of the imagination.
I think tomorrow the focus of the show, and the goal tomorrow is going to be to just give you a normal show. Mm-hmm. To tell you the things that happened en route to Tampa Bay, the things that happened before the show, and then, you know, if Rudy can bring by any TV babes, we'll talk to them.
Very good.
Otherwise, we're just planning on having a regular Friday show.
Fantastic.
We're going to have the news in the comments. We're going to do just the regular show.
Very good.
And we're going to try very hard to block out. You know, and I'm already starting, you know, I should knock it off.
You're filled with anxiety.
Yeah, you are.
I am, and here's why I am, because I didn't ask any questions about the broadcast until today. I asked all the questions today. I said, where are we going to be? They said, the convention center. I said, why aren't we at the media hotel? They said, because all the disc jockeys this year are at the convention center.
You know, the NFL, man, honest to God, like every year, how to F radio more?
I said, okay, so we're at the convention center. That's great. How many stations are going to be there? Over 200.
Oh, my God.
Now, keep in mind, when we first started broadcasting for the Super Bowl 10 years ago, there was us and, like, one station from New York, and that was it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? So now there'll be 200 disc jockeys there all at the same time.
You know why it's at the convention center? So that the, you know, all the sports guys can avoid the disc jockeys.
Yeah, but because they're certainly not going to bring, you know, any pseudo-celebrities into the convention center. And then I heard the scariest news of all, which is that it's open to the public. And then, like, you know, people can come by. So if you're from New York and you want to come see the show, I can't stop you.
Please do.
If you're from Baltimore, you want to come by and see the show again, I can't stop you.
Exactly.
I would urge you not to. You won't be seeing us at our best.
No, we'll be fine.
That I promise you.
We'll be A-okay.
It'll be all right. It'll be a giant CF. It's always a giant CF.
And that in itself is entertainment.
Yeah, so listen, it's the Super Bowl. It's tomorrow. And, you know, we don't get there until like 2 o'clock in the morning, of course, because we got the best travel plans in the world. So we'll let you know what happens. But that's live tomorrow from the Super Bowl. Now, we have guys and girls. Oh, and the Super Bowl is brought to you by GEICO. Mm-hmm.
One 15-minute phone call can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Today we have guys and girls coming in for What You Got In There.
All right.
And they're going to be showing up, I think, within the hour, our
good
first contestants. Girls with stuff in their cooters and guys with stuff in their dookies.
Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned yesterday, we're going to try to guess what's in there, and if we can't guess, then those people will go into a drawing to win $1,000.
In the event that we only, guess everybody except for one person, that one individual that's left will actually win the money. There will not be a drawing, but I think that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not, but
You never know.
Right. It'll be 10 questions between Mike and me. We'll get 5 questions each.
That's right.
To go back and forth and, ask, all the stuff, is it a food product? Is it made of metal?
That's true.
Did it hurt going in?
Oh.
All those questions. So those people will be covered by. Did you guys watch Temptation Island?
No.
Yes.
You did not? I did.
No, that PTA thing, that parent-teacher thing. Like.
I did, and it was more in line with what I thought Temptation Island should be.
It's getting there.
Now, they didn't have sex, but, okay, the girl with, she has blonde hair, and I've called her Pinhead before. What's with that?
Yeah, I know you're talking. She's the foxiest, I think.
What's that guy?
Cornrows.
Yeah, what's that guy, though, in the movie? In the
Pinhead.
Hellraiser?
Pinhead.
Right, Pinhead, okay. So that girl, who's pretty hot,
right,
and her boyfriend is maybe the most Cro-Magnon of all of the guys. Billy is his name.
Billy?
And he's the guy who insists on wearing the bandana.
Right.
So they got a videotape of her. She's there with one of the black dudes, the guy who's a poet.
Johnny.
Yeah, Johnny, that's his name, right?
Johnny.
And
is it this girl right here, Don? Is it that girl?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
That's okay. Who it is.
Yep.
At one point, he's pouring some kind of... She's laying down. He's pouring some kind of liqueur into her belly button, and he's licking it out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she's taking some kind of cream, and she's rubbing it on his nipples, and then she's licking it off.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there was a little action.
Yeah. I was not disappointed by the show
last
night.
That's good. I like that. I like it when they have that kind of action.
Her boyfriend saw tape of that, and then at the end of the show, we see him going into the hut of one of the single women.
She was doing this to a single guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. No, yeah. She wasn't doing it to her boyfriend.
Rubbing the nipple of a single guy.
And licking the stuff off.
Pretty. It makes me wonder, once again, these couples that are going down there, it's too, they either have a prearranged agreement or what.
I'm past that. Even if it's 100% fake, I'm sucked into it 100%. And the more I watch the show and I noticed last night, it is not just kind of a ripoff of Survivor, just with a slightly different premise.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% ripoff. I mean, the way the camera angles come in now and give you the sweeping shots of the island, the way that they have the logo on the top of the screen that says Day 4.
Right, right.
Everything about it is 100% ripoff of Survivor, but I'm absolutely hooked on it.
Well, with nipple lip licking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely hooked.
It's difficult to say 150 times. But
nipple licking. Absolutely. And I predict if it's all on the level, the black couple, they're not going to make it.
Next week, I think they go.
They're not going to make it because she didn't give him a videotape and he didn't give her a videotape.
They hate each other.
With an update of what they were doing. Yeah, they don't like each other very much. Yeah.
But they're also the parents and they get kicked off next week.
Tahid and Yatasi?
Those are the ones. Yeah.
Oh, somebody's got it. What is that? You got Us Magazine?
No, you were both talking. I'm looking at Us Magazine.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You're talking about the two couples that are featured right here. And when I looked at it, was two captions.
Cool.
You were talking about the one lady and it says here, bounced, Yahid and Yatasi.
Right. Well, the show didn't let me down last night. I liked it. Lots of good action.
It's more like what we expected. It's getting sexier like it should have been all along.
Yeah. And the one girl, the girl with the blonde hair, Billy's girlfriend, point, see when she was getting a massage, Buzz?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
Yeah, and they came out with these little itsy-bitsy bathing suits that they wanted her and her boyfriend to...
see-through thong, basically.
Her faux boyfriend, right.
Right.
And they were each laying down nude, You know, I mean, you could see the sides of her boobs as she was laying on the massage table.
Really?
Yeah, she's a bad girl.
Well, there are lots of bad people on that.
Oh, yeah. She's a very bad girl.
Well, I like it. I think that's good.
Yeah, so Temptation Island, it's a winner. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'll feel different Sunday after Survivor's on. Maybe once the real show is back on.
Right.
The novelty will wear off.
They should have a theme song. Maybe you should call your friend, and they could do Temptation Island.
A great chance for the grassroots to make that comeback, to get out of the swing of playing county fairs and craft shows.
Just, switch eyes with Island, and you got the theme song there.
But it's a winner, man. And I don't know, if they up the sex on Temptation Island, it could end up being better than Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think rather than just watch people argue and watch people bicker and try to start fires like Tom Hanks did in Castaway, it's so much better to watch people have sex.
That's the dynamic. Because, I mean, everyone was talking about that on the first Survivor, the undercurrent. If there was anybody, mm-hmm. And Colleen, that's why she ended up being the most popular person on the island.
Right. Yeah,
it's all about sex.
And there's so much. The last night was so good. I mean, this is how absolutely pathetic I am that I am raving about the fact that the guy was drinking some kind of liquid out of her belly button.
Well, there's action. That's action. It's not full-fledged sex, but at least it's something happening,
However, I do wish someone would just cork the host.
You don't like him.
Just pop. What is it the kids say? What is it today's youngsters say?
Cap him.
Yeah, just cap him.
Cap him. That's an old one for killing somebody. Cap him. Cap your ass.
Still in use, I think.
Yes, I think so. But, well, either way, I wish someone...
I've always been fond of the mafia term whack.
Yeah, whack him.
Whack him.
Put a hit on him.
All right.
Take him out.
Waste him.
Whatever. I mean, he's a total load. He's the guy I can do without on the show, but but beyond that...
The Jeff Probst wannabe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and how sad that is.
Yeah, it is.
You know, how sad that is that you are, at best, a wannabe of a guy who was another gigantic loser, the host of Survivor.
I saw him interviewed now, and he's like this cultural icon now. Yeah. And, he's sitting there like he's the man.
Hey, don't forget, he's still the host of Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
I forgot about that.
If you want to know what Jeff Probst is really all about.
TV boy.
Rock and Roll Jeopardy. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I know what the kids are saying these days.
What are the kids saying these days?
The kids are saying, bust a cap in his ass.
You want to bust a cap in his ass.
Yes. All right. Well, that's what I'm urging your kids to do.
Very wordy.
Of course. I'm going to bust a cap in his ass.
Yeah, it's in a humorous way, but please, bust a cap in his ass.
Right.
Bust a cap in that whitey's ass. And he had, like, a pair of blue, they weren't blue jeans, they were like blue stretchy pants last night. It's like, God, look at this guy. At least the guy on Survivor had like Banana Republic clothes.
Yeah, he dressed like Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter.
Yeah, right.
I always liked that outfit. He was consistent. This guy's wearing like designer clothes.
Well, no, it was like something from that 70s show. I mean, it was a bad outfit he had on yesterday.
Yeah, like something you'd wear if you were on an island and nobody's going to look at you.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Good. I want to call you guys a first-time caller. I'm a listener, you guys. I hear you guys talking about Temptation Island and about Billy's girlfriend, Mindy, the redheaded chick. Yeah, she was licking that stuff off his nipples. Did you also see when he was pouring, like, wine or something on her belly button and was licking it off like she was...
When did you turn your radio on, sir? When did you turn your radio on? When did you start listening? Like 5 seconds ago?
Hello?
Yeah.
We got another one here. First call of the day.
Here we go.
We have a genius on the line.
Please turn your radio down.
It is down.
Okay, no, it was just up. Mike's original question, and a valid question it is, deserves to be repeated.
Yeah, I will repeat the question, and this is the question when you decided, I guess it was miscommunicated because you suddenly turned the volume up full blast on the radio, but my question was, when did you start listening to the program today?
Program.
A minute ago.
See, it
shows. That's right.
That was your problem, because I'd already discussed that was my favorite moment. Mm.
Well, I wanted to say that my favorite moment was when he was pouring, I guess, like wine or something on her belly button.
No, that's what I said was my favorite moment.
You see?
Okay.
So you have violated a rule.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You violated a rule, which is to listen to all 4.5 hours of the program.
This guy's favorite moment is any time he gets to hear his voice on the radio.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye. Duh. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I received 99 years. The same day I went to trial, there was a man cut another man's nuts off during an aggravated robbery of a convenience store.
Right.
And he got 40 years.
Yeah.
I don't see how the system is actually working.
It's not.
Those are two identical calls.
I thought he was very composed.
No different.
Interview.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, who am I talking to?
Oh, come on.
Oh, hey, I know why the girl left Temptation Island.
What?
I know why the girl left Temptation Island.
I'm afraid that we're about to walk into a bad joke here.
No, one of the singles, one of the single women.
Left the island last night. They announced that she was leaving. Okay,
right.
Why?
You know how I know? There's this website, Vinny Badali.
Will you please stop speaking in riddles? Please?
Don't tell us about the website, just tell us what you know.
Please, before I have to cap your ass.
Wait, is your show scripted?
Yeah, this guy is 100% trouble.
Yep, he sure is.
You're trouble. I knew when the...
Trouble.
Who am I speaking with? And then you went, and you're a little like a high-pitched eunuch whine.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to cap your ass, son.
Cap my ass.
So what's your point? What point were you going to make? Or were you not going to make any point at all?
We were discussing this at work today.
You were?
And we decided that your show is scripted.
Scripted.
I wanted to comment as if it is scripted or not.
Let me look on page 3. Page 3,
you wanted to comment as if it were scripted. So go ahead. Let's deviate from the script. Go ahead.
You want me to?
The word is...
The show's not very funny.
The word is deviate, not divinate, sir. Deviate. You didn't pronounce the word correctly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should be.
Must be our connection's not good.
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Oh.
Yes, now, what else can we do for you, you Ucking Fay Oron May?
Baba Booey.
Fantastic.
There's the agenda.
Congratulations.
That's the best you... Wait, listen, you are an outstanding exhibit of someone who listens to that show.
Congratulations, sir, and you represented him well.
Thank you.
He must be very proud.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. It's good when we get a good example like that.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, you showed us.
How about that? Did he get us with that?
Yeah.
What do you mean, divinate?
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Typical.
What is the point of Temptation Island? Is there a prize?
No, and that's what originally was infuriating me about the show, but now what I'm loving about it is the fact that there's no prize.
No prize at all?
No, there's no point to it.
No winner, no loser.
It's a test for the four couples.
A test of fidelity.
To see if they want to stay together.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's what's great about it is, you know, 2 weeks ago I was pissed off, but now I'm happy about the fact that there's no format for the show. There's no payoff.
Uh-huh.
As far as I can tell, whenever the show is over, they're just going to get these couples together and they're going to say, okay, do you want to stay together or do you want to part?
Just young, jiggling babes running all over the island.
Yeah.
Trying to seduce.
There you go.
Fantastic.
And Don, did you say that you heard that nobody had sex on the show a couple weeks ago? Did you say that?
I said that it had been reported by a website. Obviously, that website has since been proven wrong.
Okay, so somebody does have sex.
Well, we saw Billy going into Vanessa's hut at the end of last night's show.
Billy.
And we think that he's going to have sex.
Yes, well, because he was mad because he saw the tape of his girlfriend,
right.
The whore, feeding off that other guy's nipple.
Right. And Don, do you watch The Mole?
Oh, no, I hate The Mole.
No one does.
You hate The Mole?
I'm sorry. I tried. I can't get into it.
But you like Survivor.
Yes, and I'm really on an island there.
I think everybody should check
The
Mole.
I love Survivor.
Uh-huh.
Not that makes you feel any better, but...
She was talking right through my little melanoma.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I heard you.
That's okay, ma'am. I'm sure you do it quite often.
You should probably check for moles.
Yes, you should check for moles, ma'am.
I don't have any moles.
You have no moles on any inch, not one square inch.
Well, I have a couple moles.
Rob is saying you have six.
Six?
Six moles.
I would like to know, is there anywhere where I can find a picture of Rob?
I got bad news for you, ma'am. You know that lovely tan you got last summer? That's just when your mole's all connected.
That's really funny.
That's why you're not laughing, you whore.
Yeah. Rob, you call her a whore already.
Well, let's cut to the chase. We got things to do.
Jesus Christ. All right, thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I have no moles.
You four.
Rob.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, fellas.
Hi there.
Did I hear the lovely Leah drop a T word yesterday?
I believe...
I didn't hear that.
If that got through the screening process, it's beyond me how that happened.
I can't imagine how that would slip through.
It just blipped right through, and it sounded like you just said, oh, well, let it go.
That's crazy talk.
Don would never do something like that. Don would do nothing that irresponsible.
Absolutely not.
I knew that. I've been arguing with my lawyer all morning about this. I'm going to call him right now and fire him.
Good. Thank you.
Good job.
Bye-bye. Join me for a lovely, lovely phone scam.
And that lawyer's name is Matlock.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, hello. Pass me to Don and Mike, please.
Oh, hey, 40.
Hello, 40.
Don't allow me to deviate from this call. I don't want to deviate from what's been going on so far. You want me to turn my radio up?
Join me for a lovely, lovely call.
Okay.
From Mr. 40.
We will not deviate from the call.
Hi, Mr. 40.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on?
Yo. Yo.
What's up, man?
All right.
Hey, it looks like we're doing the video in March. Y'all going to be in it, right?
Oh, this is your music video?
Yeah, March or April.
You can count on that. What role do you have planned for Mike and myself?
Like bartenders or something. Whatever you want, really.
Well, whatever it is, I'm going to have my tuxedo freshly pressed.
Just don't shave.
Yeah, I won't shave. Okay. I promise, 40, I'll keep the beard.
Hey, can I cap somebody's ass in your video?
I want you to come in and I want you to pop a cap in somebody's ass.
Yeah. Let me pop a cap in the ass of that host of Temptation Island.
On the video.
In your video.
That show is weak. They put the lighting just like the other show. What's the other show?
Survivor.
Yeah, right. That show.
So, Mr. 40, you're really making a music video.
Yeah.
And what's the song?
It's Mr. 40.
Are you going to have big buxom women on the front of, like, cars?
Buxom.
Yes, buxom.
Big buxom women.
Are you
look at that big buxom woman over there.
Are you drinking right now?
No, I'm talking.
No. I meant, were you drinking before you called us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me rephrase that, and let me speak a little jive here. 40, will the video be filled with well-endowed ladies?
Buxom was better.
Oh, sorry, Buxom was better.
All right, okay. Hey, let me hear some of your song, Mr. 40.
Of the actual song?
Yeah, give us a sneak preview.
Let me see. All right. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
This is the second verse.
Okay.
You can also catch a preview at mp3.com/Mr. 40.
Gotcha.
But the second verse, just a couple of lines is, you can work 9 to 5, you can hustle and ball, but ain't nobody gonna stop me, y'all. That's like the defense out there trying to stop the crawl. So baby girl trying to stop me from getting them draws. Ain't nothing gonna keep 40 off the sauce. That's like trying to keep Tiger Woods from golf. That's like trying to keep Randy Moss off the ball. That's like keeping DC from roughing them off. And that, you know, that's a little something.
Well, that's
Mr. 40.
That's inspiring, Mr. 40.
I got tears in my eyes.
Not since Oh, What a Feeling, when you're dancing on the ceiling. Have I felt such emotion for some lyrics?
Absolutely incredible.
Exactly. And then when you're just throwing a couple of buxom babes.
You like that. Right, absolutely. All right.
Well, let us know when it's time to shoot your music video. We would be humbled to be featured.
No. I'm humbled to still be able to call in and talk to the radio guy.
What a man.
All right, keep sipping.
All right, keep tripping.
Nobody's on the wagon right now, are they?
Nope. We both kind of enthusiastically said that with our big trip to Tampa.
Absolutely not.
Bye, 40.
All right.
Wagon's going to Tampa.
Nuh-uh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just want to know why DonandMike.com is forbidden.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I go to DonandMike.com. What is
DonandMike.com?
I don't know. It says forbidden.
What is that? I was thinking.
What do you mean it says forbidden?
It's a sign that comes up occasionally if you try to access a website that has been denied to you for whatever reason.
I don't know what you're talking about. Me and Mike don't have a website.
Well, yeah. And then I checked you guys on Westwood One just to get a picture of you guys, just to see what you look like. But DonandMike.com, it says forbidden. forbidden to this server.
Well, again, perhaps it's something in your past. I don't know. I know that me and Mike don't have a website, though. until the... I'm not lying to you. Until...
No, that's fine. Until, well, I mean, I was sitting here peeking out the window after I saw that. I was like, oh, crap. But...
Probably be similar to a letter you receive from most institutions of higher learning. You are forbidden.
At the point when this company allows us to put our show on the web, that's when we're going to have our website, when you can hear our show by pushing listen now.
Did you ever get yourself a picture of us?
Yeah, I checked it out on Westwood One.
Pretty scary handsome, huh?
There you go, huh? I bet you spent a lot of time J-O-ing on that.
I was tempted, but... I decided against it.
Well, listen, if you do decide to, all we ask is either put your thumb over my face or Mike's face while you're doing it.
Absolutely.
Because I know you just want to J-O to our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry you're forbidden for whatever it is you're talking about.
Thank you.
Statistics show that 80% of men that actually see our pictures,
uh-huh.
they go gay. They go gay.
Hello, sure. Donna Mike Show. If I go gay, if I go fag, you die.
You die.
If I go fag, you die. Define fag.
De Niro.
If I go fag, you die. Hello? Don and Mike.
Think of Butt.
What?
Think of Charlie Broyhill.
All I think I heard was when I think of Butt, I think of Charlie Broyhill.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up? It's Big V.
Yes, hi, Big V.
Hey, I was on to the morning guy this morning.
Yeah.
And they said that the guy from Survivor, he was doing comments about Temptation Island and seeing how they can improve their show.
Great. Thank you, Big V.
That was fascinating.
You know, we've got quite a few Big V's that work at this radio station.
We do it.
Not many of them have a Big D, though.
Ah, does Big V have a Big D?
Yeah, I got a Big D.
Then you're Big VT. All right, goodbye.
All right, later.
Don't make me cap your ass.
Bye-bye. He got a Big D. He's got a lovely D.
Join me for a lovely, lovely VD.
Go 24 hours.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
This is Raider fan out of the Bay Area. If you go on the new Madden game and you put in P-A-R-D-O-N, he'll come up and say, great play, Parton. It works every time.
No, wait, hold on. Don't goof me.
I'm not. You just like you put in source.
Yeah, and he says the name?
Yeah, instead of...
Oh, I got you. Okay, all right.
There you go.
Okay.
So you get almost your Pat Summerall thing.
You can almost get
great
Pat
play, Parton.
Here, Parton, you know, that's funny.
Maybe you could spell beg pardon.
Yep, I was just going to say the same thing. What if we beg pardon in there?
I'll
great
try
play,
it.
Beg pardon.
You know what? I'll try it.
Can you
I'll...
get two names in there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'll try it, and I'll... Well, hell... Someone out there with PlayStation 2, if you got PlayStation 2 and a Madden, hook it up now and go
make
to...
Make it one word, beg pardon.
Go to create a team. I don't know if it's that smart.
But I'm saying if you put two words in there, it probably won't do it. It's probably only good for a last name. But if your last name is B-E-G-P-A-R-D-O-N, is that enough letters?
That's what I'm saying. Might be too many letters.
Try eliminating a vowel, because it wouldn't really be sensitive to vowel sounds.
How about just try it just with pardon first? I'd like to just hear pardon first. If you've got a PlayStation... Go to the part, PlayStation 2, go to where you create a player, and create a player whose name is Pardon.
Right, big Pardon.
And then play the game for us, and then the next step will be to see if we can actually have it be Big Pardon.
Great play, Big Pardon. Big Pardon.
That's funny.
You can put B-G-P-A-R-D-N.
Yeah, or try get a player called Percocet.
Baby steps.
Yeah, Big Pardon might be tough.
Well, but why would it? I mean, if you get the right number of letters in there, is it for anybody's last name? How many characters are you allowed?
No, here's the thing. It has to, first off, it has to be a name that the computer can figure out how to pronounce.
Okay.
It has to be a common name, like Smith or Jones, although it did figure out Source.
Mm-hmm. Well, but Source is pretty...
That's okay. I mean, I bet it's just... Common,
you know, can piece that together, I think. Yeah. I'd be interested.
If you could do beg pardon,
I mean... B-G-P-A-R-D-N.
Yeah, but do you think
beg
it would...
pardon.
Do you think it would process it like that, or would it just go, great play by B-G-P-D-R-N?
It depends if it's got a chip that, like, sounds out the word or they're all names that he recorded as names.
You know what?
you'd probably be okay if you put, it would all depend on how many characters you get.
Right.
If you can get B-E-G-P-A-R-D-N,
right,
you'd probably be okay. But if, you know, I mean, you just get as many characters.
Maybe if you just did B-G as the first name.
Right.
P-A-R-D-O-N, although I think he only says last names. Mm. So it would have to be one word. Like,
it has to be one word.
B-G.
B, or it could be B-E-G-P-A-R-D-O-N.
That's
right. And if you've got enough characters.
B-E-G-P-A-R-D-O-N. That's nine letters. That might be too many, though.
That'd be interesting to find out, because if you put all that in, then you would get beg pardon.
All right, hold on. Here's the hotline. Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, hola.
About the Madden thing?
Yeah.
He won't pronounce beg pardon.
He won't? Would he pronounce pardon?
It depends, because, like, it'll pronounce some names like right, but if you type a name in that it doesn't know, that's not common, it won't say it.
Oh, so it just won't say it at all?
Oh.
It'll just go like number 10 or whatever number he is.
All right, well, obviously, the guy who called us from the Bay Area said he did get it to say pardon.
Right.
So pardon works. So if anybody out there has got that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bart, are you on the way home from school?
Yeah.
When you get home, why don't you just hook it up and create a player named Pardon and then call us up? Although, never mind, because you'd have to wait the whole game for the guy to make a play so that Pat Summerall would say, great play by Pardon.
Right.
And also, you might get it so Madden says Pardon.
Yeah, I think the guy that called said Madden says Pardon.
Yeah, but you know what, on the Madden game, Madden hardly talks at all.
Really?
It's mainly what's his name? Summerall. And it's a lot of Leslie Visser, where you hear the same. Hey, Bart, what's the thing where she talks about how the team met with a Zen master?
Yeah, to try to get into focus. But that's usually, like, at the beginning of the game or at halftime.
They say, let's talk to Leslie Visser. She goes, Pat, I was just talking to the Packers coach, and he's actually brought his Zen master in to get his team into focus.
We'll have to talk to her if we get her on the show tomorrow and ask her about the process of doing that. It'd be interesting.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Okay,
see you later.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Come on.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Are you excited, Bart?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I'm getting the whole thing now where he's lowballing it, you know, because he's on the air. But yes, he's excited. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Come on now. Come on. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
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 All right. Goodbye. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right.
I'm just curious about that Madden game. Have you tried putting in dirty words?
Yes, and it will not accept them.
Like F of the mountain?
That'd be excellent.
I put in F-U-C, and it...
Of course you did.
I did.
I know you
and
did.
It did exactly what Bart said.
Yeah. How foolish of us, and of course you were all over that.
Great play by number 44.
It's fun to put anything... You know, when you have something, a name being pronounced, sure. I think everybody does that.
I put in...
C-sucker up the middle?
No, and I think this one I can repeat on the radio, and they won't delete that, because it could be the spelling of a guy's name. I put S-H-I... T-E-E.
Right.
Hoping that he would say, great play by Shitty, but it didn't happen. Well, that's a name.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. You know, like, what about shiitake mushrooms?
Shiitake mushrooms. I, for the longest time, thought when I didn't know anything about food that there was a different pronunciation with those. The second part being take.
Yes, that's right.
I actually said that in a restaurant.
It's shiitake.
The waiter looked at me and said, "That's shiitake."
Right,
you moron.
No, we tried. We tried a lot of them. We tried damn dummy.
You know, dumb.
Yeah,
dumb.
Won't do it. It would only do common names.
That's interesting.
Common everyday names. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don?
Hey, yo.
I was listening to y'all say the bust a cab in the ass thing.
Yes.
It's pop a hot ball in you.
I like that.
What is that one?
Oh, Mr. 40 would tell you, but it's popping a hot ball in you. A hot ball.
Oh,
hot ball being, you know.
Yeah, the bullet.
Yeah, pop a hot ball in your ass.
Pop a hot ball in your ass.
Right. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. I figure all this will be handy when we go to Tampa Bay tomorrow night.
Yes, very good.
Hi, how you doing? Hey,
listen, you better not look at me that way.
Yeah, I'll pop a couple of hot balls in you.
I'll pop a couple of those hot balls in you.
What's that you say?
$25
for a t-shirt?
Man, a good show, man.
You have made me so angry that
I'm just about ready to pop a hot ball in you.
Pop a hot ball in your anus.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, he's got me so steamed.
Oh, brother,
I'm really ready to pop a hot ball in him.
Time out. We got a break. Oh, and contestants are here for the contest.
Yeah, very good.
For the what you got in there thing. So let's get them in here and let's start today's show with a call 100.
Good.
And we'll get back to the PlayStation thing in a second. Call 100 now. Chance to win. $500 with secret song number 4. Please call Lisa. She's standing by. Wearing a leather pants today, incidentally.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Marge, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your life. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
Broadcasting with a secret stash of ass gas. Don and Mike.
All right, you want to know the kind of in-depth conversations that Charles Broyhill and I have on the telephone?
I know they're very stimulating.
Here's the conversation today.
I don't know what to do.
It involved this song, Shaggy. So, we're talking on the phone about this meeting we had today with Alan Line One. A useless meeting. A totally useless meeting. The only good thing about the meeting was it was a chance for me just to tell him how unhappy we are.
Very good.
And he took notes and everything, like he's going to do anything about it, right?
Well, we'll see. Big J.O.
Mm-hmm. But as we were discussing, he called me up and said, don't forget, we got this lunch today. He says, are you watching MTV? And I said, yeah, I got it on. And he says, are you watching the Shaggy video? And I said, yeah. And he said, you know where the guy jumps off the roof? And I said, yeah. He said, they added that out on MTV. And he was right.
And it's a fascinating tidbit, his mind working overtime.
Yes, yeah. And I guess a testament to what a fantastic loser I am. Because I was thrilled by the conversation.
There you go.
You know, saying, well, I've seen the video on VH1, and they don't edit out when the guy jumps off the bridge and ends up okay. And then I said, well, what about the Aerosmith video where Alicia Silverstone jumps off the bridge and she gives the guy the finger, but she's hooked up to a bungee cord.
It's very cool.
That they don't edit that out of MTV.
Right.
And then there was about 3 seconds of silence when we both realized that, we're like two 10-year-old girls talking about these dumbass videos on MTV.
I, too, had a conversation with Charlie Broyhill today, and we talked about those scientists that are all coming together for the global warming conference. Uh-huh. And he had some wonderful insights about
very
that.
Strong opinions.
He really did. No, we actually just talked about plane schedules and drummer Neil Peart of Rush. I swear to God. But something? The Neil Peart part was a lot longer than I normally. He must have been in a chatty mood today.
Yeah.
He talked to me more than he ever does.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's fun when you talk to him.
Well, he definitely got his sugar rush going. When he talked to you, was it after lunch? Because at lunch
I don't
today,
remember. Probably after.
Because at lunch today, he had his usual iced tea with,
right,
counted 13 packets of sugar.
Fantastic.
Whoa. 13 packets of sugar for that boy, or for our man the fly.
If you want a real treat, come by the office someday at about noon when I'm going through the papers and I quiz Charlie. You know about that. Mm-hmm. He's a lot of fun.
You say noon?
Yeah, well, you could come by.
Yeah, not a chance.
That's pretty funny.
Never
right?
Not a chance.
You could work a half day.
That's a good one.
Come by on a best of day.
Okay, sure. Right.
Number 100, please.
Dude. Silly boy.
You know, he called me today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, my caller 100?
Yeah, you are. Hold on a second. As a matter of fact, Broyhill called me on his way back from the restaurant, and it was about 2:45.
Right.
And I said, I got a bet for you. Who do you think will be here first?
Now, you know my schedule, don't you?
You are Mike.
You know that when we travel, those are the latest days.
I know.
Those are the all-time. I set some records there.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
That's why you made that bet.
Yeah, of course I
do. You.
I do. I mean, 2:45 is late even for Mike to arrive for the show, and I know it's because, you got your whole flight thing that you go through.
Yeah, I'm getting to a point now where I gotta back everything up a little bit, because I'm just starting, it's getting out of hand. All it takes is one one bad accident on a Fairfax, you know, somewhere in Fairfax City, and I'm toast. So I'm going to try to. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. All right. Hello.
Who, yeah, my caller 100.
Yes, yeah, yeah, you sure are. What's your name?
It's Max.
Max, where are you from?
I'm from Dallas City, Illinois.
Max, call 100. You've won the CD soundtrack from the hit movie Save the Last Dance. Your CD is courtesy of Paramount Pictures. Now, you're going to play for $500.
I'm ready.
Secret song number 4. Give us title and artist, and you win the money. Don't sing until, don't answer until Mike sings like.
Would you like to make a request? Because I'm running out of singers.
How about someone from the last 10 years?
Okay, someone from the last 10 years, and then it'll be a surprise.
Oh, okay. We wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this secret song.
There it is. Oh, God, I love that song. I'm singing that song all day today to myself, driving into work. Money we're giving away is courtesy Main Street Title, and we thank them.
Oh, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Technically, that is from the last 10
yeah,
years.
Yeah, okay. That's really on the fringe.
Technically.
For $500, what is that song?
Magical Misty Tour by the Beatles.
No. Not a chance.
Good guess, though.
I knew that's more than 10 years. That's all I could come up with.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
No, you're welcome.
And don't forget that almost every guest
is a clue for you.
For you. Okay. Let's start the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the contestants are here.
Yes, the lobby was full.
We're going to play What You Got In There, giving away $1,000 today, where girls and guys are going to be coming down. The girls are going to put stuff in their cooters. Guys are going to put stuff in their dukers. They're going to be wrapped up in towels. And Mike and I will be able to look at them and ask them to turn to side to side, angle to angle.
Right.
Ask each contestant 10 questions. And if, in fact, at the end of 10 questions, we cannot decipher what they've got in there, then they're one step closer to winning $1,000.
Very exciting.
Wow. Now, Lisa, who knows the answers, because she screened all of these people, will also be sitting in, and she's going to tell us if we're hot or cold.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Okay? So right. We just don't go off all half-cocked here. Hi, Lisa. Are you ready? You got a girl first?
Yeah, I do. She's hopping in production, too, and is going to prepare, because we didn't figure that out ahead of time. So I'm going to bring him back one at a time, get him ready, and bring him on in.
All right. And now this girl, can you give us a clue about what she's going to be putting in her cooter?
No.
All right. No clues allowed, huh?
When it's finally revealed, whether we guess it or if we're stumped, will we be happy? I mean, is it one that when she takes the towel off, we're going to go, wow?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. This is enjoyable.
All right.
Okay.
Fantastic.
All right. I thought that
prepping right now.
I thought that was the girl one. In fact, that was Rob Spiewak.
That would have been a very large girl.
You might not get too excited for this one, but she is actually going to have something
in her cooter and her duker.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? So are they two items?
There's two different items.
That go together?
Mm-hmm. No, they don't go together.
Now, Mike, technically that's a question.
Well, no, but I mean, it's got to be one. I mean, you should have item so we can... I mean,
I'll tell you this, okay? She's going to have something in her vagina.
Her cooter. Call her the cooter.
In her cooter. She's going to have something in her
duker.
Anus. In her duker. Cooter duker. Cooter duker. Got it.
Terminology.
They aren't related.
Okay.
So however you guys want to work this...
Well, no, wait, but hold on. What if we guess one?
That's what I wanted to say.
That's right.
Then
guess either one.
Okay, so this actually doubles our chances.
Doubles our chances. Very good.
Wow.
All right.
So I'll let you know when we're ready.
What a gal. Well, when will she be ready?
2 minutes.
2 minutes? 2 seconds? Okay. All right.
Thanks for that medical terminology.
Very exciting. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, that's nice. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Just hang up. You know, you let the phone ring 100 times and we finally pick it up.
Right.
So we got to fill a couple of seconds with some phone calls and you hang up on us. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, guys, I heard the segment start, so I went to the candy machine to buy a Butterfinger candy bar. I'm going to enjoy it listening to your show.
Are you trying to give us a clue?
No, I'm not. I'm serious. Want to hear me eat it?
What's the point of this call?
Waiting for you to get the show going.
Why the Butterfinger? Is it because we were talking about candy bars down there?
Exactly.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, the jokester would have been Snickers, don't you think? It's been a Snickers bar all week. Don't you think that would have been better or so?
It's in the strip.
All right, I'll go buy a damn Snicker bar.
All right, yeah, right. Get it right. I mean, that's why you confuse us.
Thank you.
We demand perfection.
Got it.
Hey, listen, and if at any time, you know, the show's not moving fast enough for you, feel free to jump off the speeding train.
That's right. Okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Bye, Pokey.
He was trouble.
Yeah, he sure was.
He was trouble. Now, where is this lady?
I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Well, she's putting something in her cooter or something in her duker. Maybe she needs a couple seconds.
All right, here comes Lisa.
Oh, here she comes.
Oh, is she ready?
Yeah. All right, enter.
Oh, here's the girl. Hi.
Enter and sign in, please.
This is this Stephanie?
Yes, it is.
Hi there, Stephanie.
Hi.
Okay, now.
American girl.
She has a towel around her waist.
Right.
And we can definitely see. Well, first off.
I see a tattoo.
Can you tell us the celeb you think you most resemble?
Two tattoos.
Oh, on her ankles, right?
I have
right?
no clue.
Well, Buzz, what do you think she looks like? Take a good look at her.
A little like Buffy's mom on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. A little like Ricky Schroeder.
Joyce.
Oh, I mean, in a good way, like a female version of that. You know,
no higher compliments, I need.
Well, it's the first thing that popped into my mind. Yeah. Has anyone ever told you that you look like the female version of Ricky Schroeder?
No, they have not.
Okay, I guess I'm the first then.
All right, so you have something in both sides.
Yes.
Okay, now, can I ask you to please turn to the side so I can see both? Oh, no, look at that. I can't even see. Can you see the thing coming out of her dude?
No, nothing's protruding.
What about it? Now turn the other way. Sideways like that.
Must be something protruding there because she's holding it. Is that why you're holding that? That would count as a question, right. Wouldn't it? All right, so now we get 10 questions. So 5 each, is that it?
Yeah, 5 each. Okay.
Well, you want to go first?
One already. Yeah, got it.
No, that doesn't
count. No, that doesn't count.
No.
Okay, here we go. First question. Are either one of those items food related?
No.
No. Mike.
Would either one of those items be considered an appliance?
Just yes or no?
Appliance, the definition of an appliance being anything mechanical you can use around the home or anywhere else.
No.
No.
Should I shut my mouth? I should have shut my mouth because they were going to say yes.
Do either of the things in your cooter or your dookie run on batteries?
No.
No.
Would either one of the things that are down there, would they be considered a hygiene product?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a guess, incidentally, but go ahead.
Save it for your time.
Would that count as a question if I had a guess?
Yeah, that would. So you should probably want to wait until your last one makes sure.
All right.
This hygiene product, does it have to do with the upper half of the body?
No.
Okay.
Good question, Don.
Go ahead.
Well, now I'm at a loss because I was going down a whole different highway. How many questions do we have left?
You have 3. Don has 2.
Okay. This hygiene product, does it involve a brush?
No.
Is one of the products to get rid of a bad smell in a cooter?
Yes.
Oh. So then.
Would one of these products be a bottle?
Yes.
I got one left?
And then we get a guess, right? All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do 10 questions, then a guess.
Okay. So,
you got it, pal.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to get both of them, though.
My line one impression.
I was hoping that since I had both, that you all had to get both.
No, of course not. That gives you an advantage.
Yes.
The other one. Is there any wood in it?
No.
No.
Is that it? Are we out of questions?
You got one more question.
All right. Does it have an applicator nozzle on it?
Yes, it does. Which one were you asking about, though? Front or back?
Front or the front.
Oh.
All right. Then it's time for our guests.
You all have to pick.
No, we don't.
Which
I think.
One?
I think the thing was we have to get one of the two items.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it doesn't matter which one it's in, right?
Now, Mike and I need a moment to confer.
Okay.
Now.
So we both come up with our guess.
Now, obviously, don't you think some kind of a douche?
It's a bottle of disposable douche.
Douche.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to guess?
Absolutely.
That's our guess. Okay. Our guess is, step up, Stephanie. Our guess is, and we're not sure if it's in the front or the back, that you have a bottle of douche. No, she's conferring with Lisa now.
Insulting.
Yes.
Is the answer yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, you got it.
Way to go. You the man. You the man. You got it. However.
the item in your dookie, I'm going to give you a pass on this.
Okay.
If the item in your duke is truly unique, we'll let you continue to the second round since you came loaded on both sides.
Very good. Now, of course, we ask
remove
you
the
to
towel.
Produce the items.
Remove the towel.
All right, here we go. All right.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Is that a paintbrush? A roller? You get to go to the final round.
Yeah. Congratulations.
She had...
Thank you.
She had the douche.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
The douche was in the back end and the...
The douche is in her dookie, and she has a paint roller in her cooler.
Fantastic. Good job. Yeah, the paint roller, we never would have gotten that.
Okay, yeah.
You get to go. You're in the running
for $1,000.
Good job.
Know that was possible.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Fantastic.
I was sure she'd have the douche in the front.
Yeah, I was too. That was fascinating.
And the paint roller.
The paint roller was like, we saw the handle. That's about all.
Yeah, she had the actual rolling part that you dip in the paint.
Yeah.
She had that up in her cooter.
What a great first contestant.
That was a good start.
Wow.
That's a good start.
All right.
Oh, Christ. Okay, time out.
Very good. Good start.
We're going to do a break. I'm loving this game.
And you, boy, just right out of nowhere.
You know what? No. That's why we were great as a team. Because you asked if it had to do with hygiene.
Okay, that's right.
And then I said, upper body.
Yeah.
And then that's how we immediately knew.
Absolutely.
It's douche time.
I really wouldn't have given you a plug nickel for us being able to do this, but now maybe we've got a system going.
I don't know about ye, but I'm getting douche chills. Right now.
Douche bumps?
Yes.
Yes, very good.
Covered with gigantic douche bumps. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Mole. To your face.
You are one pretty lady. Not.
The mole will double cross you.
Drink this, it's not poisonous.
The mole could be right beside you.
I'm here.
And you wouldn't even know it.
Wow.
Who is the mole?
Me.
The betrayal begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
Even better than a nice stab in the ass.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Take you with me.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is this the Don Matlock and Mike Rockford radio detective show?
Right, hi.
I sure like that analogy.
I have a small case for you.
Yes.
We have a customer by the name of Grant Napier, and he's lost his head in his...
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how's the swinging?
Fine, my friend.
Hey, I was wanting to ask you, did y'all hear about that dude up in Bethlehem, PA, who cut his hand off?
No.
Hold
on, Buzz is nodding his head. You got this on your news?
Yes, I have a story. It's a wonderful story.
All right, well, then let Buzz save it. Buzz save it for his news show, okay?
Oh, because I was rolling when I heard it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Can I say one more thing, though?
Sure.
To everybody out there who's listening... Truck drivers are the heartbeat of America. Do your duty and flash them.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, partner.
Peace out.
Especially when there's just a light rain and the temperature's just gone below 32 degrees.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a radio station in Fresno, California?
I believe we do.
What would that be?
I have no friggin' idea. I don't. Aren't we on in Fresno?
We are on in Fresno.
I believe so.
Hold on.
We're on K.
Hold on.
K.
Hold on.
It's right on the tip of my tongue. K.
Mike, how could you forget? It's K-Fig.
K-Fig.
Yes.
K-Fig.
Right, K-Fig, like the fruit.
The fig.
Well, how come they don't change the I to an A? K-Fag.
They will.
K-Fag. Yeah. Welcome to K-Fag.
K-Fag. Do I got the numbers?
Of course, if you were from Chicago, K-Fig would be a fag.
Hey, K-Fig.
Hey, what kind of a fig are you?
Big fig.
Hey, you fig.
1400 AM.
Hey, great dial position. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Sink from Springfield. Is Buzz in the contest?
No, I'm just an observer today.
Is Buzz playing?
No, Buzz is not playing, sir.
What do you have back there?
Oh, am I a contestant? Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I think what this gentleman is saying, Buzz, uh-huh. He'd like to see you put something in there.
Uh-huh.
Right. Another one of Buzz's fans.
See if you can guess. It's Jorge.
Don and Mike, hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Big V again.
Big V, what do you want?
Hey,
guess what the New York Giants are going to have up there at Dookie this Sunday?
Would it be the Baltimore Ravens, Big V?
You got it. You got it.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, Big V. Let's bring the next contestant in. His name is William.
William.
And William has something. He's coming in wearing a towel, something in his duke, right? Hi, William.
How you doing, Don?
We're doing great.
I like the fact that you're mellow.
Where are you from, sir?
Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Computer hardware.
William, do you put things down there very often?
No.
This is a first for you?
Yes.
Very good.
Actually, in my duke.
It's just between two pillows?
Yes. Okay,
now, listen, somebody called during the break and had an excellent question about the last gal.
Mm-hmm.
If the stuff was actually in her duke and in her cooter, the answer is that she did have the roller to the douche bottle.
Looked like it maybe was just being supported by two pillows.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is A-okay.
That's right.
Right. That's
and who's the celeb you think you most resemble? Because everybody wants to know that.
The only one I've ever been told was Axl Rose, and that was when I had long hair.
I'm thinking somebody else here. I'm thinking...
Lurch.
You know, you look like with a different kind of hairdo, that guy, that British guy, that Fawlty Towers guy.
John Cleese.
No. Who's the other guy?
Who do you think?
Mr. Bean.
Oh.
There's
another great compliment.
I know. Well, hey, I'm just giving the honest appraisals here, Don.
Okay, what we need you to do is please parade for us in your towel.
My God, look at that tattoo on your forearm. What's all that? What is all that Chinese writing? What does that say? Is that significant?
What does it say?
It says, boy, strength, determination, honor, courage, man. And that's from left to right.
Very good.
Gotcha. Okay.
I got that tattoo.
Do you speak Chinese?
Japanese.
Do you speak Japanese?
No.
Why do you have a Japanese-Chinese tattoo?
Because I like it.
Where's the character for power? See, I know my way around some of these tattoos. There's a little insight. Yeah, I knew that.
Say power.
So you got something in your duke right now?
Between the two pillows, yeah.
Okay. All right, turn around.
It's something protruding, Don.
Okay, turn around a little more so I can see from a side angle. There you go. Okay. All right. Mike, you ready to start the questioning?
I am indeed.
All right, question number one. Lisa, please count. Is it a food item?
No.
Mike.
Is it an appliance of some kind?
No.
Is it made of plastic?
No.
Is it made of wood?
No.
Is it man-made?
Yes.
We're halfway through. That's five.
He looked back to Lisa when he said man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a hygiene product?
No.
Lisa, you can answer if you think. What do you think?
No, it's not.
But you know what, Mike? It could be.
Yeah, they noodled it through.
Could be. Before it went in your duke, did it smell good?
No.
How many is that, Lisa? Are you counting? How many is that?
Three. This is seven.
Seven. All right, Mike, this is question number seven for us.
It's hard.
Yeah, I know.
Is it something? Would it be some sort of tool?
No. Yes.
What? What? I hate these ambiguous answers here.
No, it's not a tool.
Would it be something that you could use, though, in place of a tool?
No.
Well, then I think this is our last question.
This is my last question?
Yeah, this is number 10.
You know what? I lost count. This is actually, you have two, you have one more.
All right. You got two more, Mike.
Seems like you only had 20 each.
What was that?
Seems like you had 20 each.
No.
Is this an item that would be found in the kitchen?
No.
Could you buy whatever is in your duke at Walmart?
Yes.
Do I have one more?
Yeah, one more.
Would you buy that in the hardware section of Walmart?
No.
Damn it.
Okay. Now we get to confer, okay, because that's our time.
Did you get some kind of inspiration to ask the Walmart question?
Yeah, because think of what you go to Walmart for. You go to Walmart to buy...
Clothes.
Thank you.
Everybody except you.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm the only one. All right.
Stuff for your car.
Clothes.
Tools.
Tools, right? Yeah, food.
And you know what else they got at Walmart, though? They got tons of fishing crap.
Like sporting equipment.
But I'm thinking we never asked this guy, like, if he would have, like, a...
Like a pocket fisherman.
Yeah, or hey, turn around. Let us look again. turn around so I can see the side view.
Like a reel?
You know,
like a fishing reel?
That's all I'm going to leave it at and leave it up to you. I think it's got something to do
with sporting equipment?
With the sportman department at Walmart.
Okay, I asked if it was
made out of... You know what? It could be a shotgun shell.
You asked if it was made out of plastic, though.
Oh, that's right.
And I asked if it was made out of wood, and it's not wood or plastic. That would leave... We asked wood or plastic, right? That would leave metal.
Mm-hmm. A money metal...
Fishing reel.
You want to go with that? Or a rod. It wouldn't be the reel, it would be the rod.
I think we get credit if it's some kind of fishing tackle.
It could be a lure.
A fishing lure?
Yeah.
So it's not... If it's not plastic and it's not wood, it's got to be something metal.
Hold on, turn around, though. You know, it could be something, but it could be something like a CD rack.
Or cloth. CD rack might be plastic or wood, though. Metal. It's got
to
be something metal.
I'm trying to think what people buy at Walmart. You know what? What the hell?
Fishing reel?
Let's go with fishing reel. Or fishing rod.
Fishing rod.
Fishing rod. All right, that is our guess. Turn around, please, and tell us. Are we right or wrong?
He's going to produce it now.
Is it a fishing rod?
No.
No.
Let's see what it is.
You are a winner.
He's reaching down there. He's going to produce it.
Okay. No. What you got to do is... Listen, we're not fags, but you have to pull down the...
What is it? It is...
It's a rubber ducky.
A ceramic rubber ducky. Is that a soap dispenser?
A toothbrush holder.
A toothbrush holder. Well, you know, technically they're right. Not a hygiene item. You know, right?
No. I beg to differ. Item, that's...
See, my response would have been a hygiene accessory, but not a product per se.
Well, he goes to the drawing. You're in.
Either way, you're in.
Congratulations.
Yeah, because
I want to wash that duck off.
He had a ceramic duck.
Duck up his butt.
Ceramic.
It was not wood. It was not metal. It was not wood. It was not plastic. It was ceramic.
Right. Ceramic, and it had holes... For three different toothbrushes.
That is correct.
Wow.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah, very clever.
You got it. And we, we're pretty good at this.
All right, let's bring the next girl in. Let's do another one, if she's ready.
Absolutely.
Tammy is our next contestant.
Tammy from upstairs?
No,
this isn't Tammy from upstairs, but, you know, this is a workplace that somebody had to be in production to, so it'll be 30 seconds.
All right. Gotcha.
Okay. This is a workplace.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Thank you, Lisa.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, what's going on with the phones? Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Don, how's it going today?
Hey, buddy.
This is Joe out of Jersey.
Hi, Joe.
I'm checking in today for Mike, if I could.
Yes, what can I do for you, sir?
Mike, I have to say you're the best when it comes to the imitations and everything.
Thank you very much.
When you do the read just over the phone, it's really, really good.
Thank you very much. That's
but good. I have to tell you, your Jesse has Arnold tendencies.
Well, I'm going nuts.
You know, Mike,
I'm going to get a complex.
He is effing with you.
I'm going to get a complex.
Power.
I agree with that other fellow. When I was listening to it, I was dying. I said, is Arnold in there?
I don't think there's a combination of the two. I think that you are totally misguided, and I think that you are totally wrong, and I'm going to pop a cap in your ass.
Oh, are you ready, Lisa?
All right, here she comes.
Our next contestant is here.
Serious woman.
Say hello, everybody, to Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Hi.
Tammy, it's written all over your face. You're just delighted to be here, right?
I'm just delighted to be here, yes, ma'am.
Well, for $1,000, you know.
Well, for $1,000, I'll do it.
Sure. We're going to play What You Got in There.
And let's see, the celebrity that Tammy most resembles...
I have no clue, guys.
That's a tough one. Looks like,
Right.
She kind of looks like one of those dykey golfers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a little like a golfer. Like, that, you know, LPGA golfer.
You got one, Robbie?
Yeah, it's a little obscure, and I don't think you know it, but on 90210, Gabriel Carteris, he was on the first few seasons.
Andrea.
Yeah, looks like Andrea from 90210.
All right.
Thank you.
May I ask you, please, put out your gum?
I agree.
Sorry. Thank you. That's all right. Okay. what we need you to do now is simply
parade for us a little bit
in your towel.
Under the towel.
So let me see the front, because it's in your cooter, right?
Yep.
Wow, that's hard to see. It must
be. Yeah, I think we're going to be at a disadvantage. You know, I don't think the looking at the towel is going to give us any discernible advantage today. I mean, my God, who would have guessed that the guy had a ceramic duck in his butt?
All right, are you ready? Here we go. First question. Is it edible, what's in your cooter?
No.
No.
Is it a household appliance?
No.
That's two, yes. Jesus, keeping track.
Did you purchase it at a store?
No.
Is it made of wood?
No.
Did you make it yourself?
No.
Is it organic?
No.
Does it hurt?
No.
That was a joke question. But all right, I'll let that one count.
That's all right. Not organic.
Did we ask her if
she didn't purchase it?
Did we ask if it's edible?
You asked her if it was edible.
Oh, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. I almost said the S word there.
Shoot. Is it a hygiene product? I'll ask a question I've asked before.
No, it's
not.
How many is that, Lisa? Eight. Oh, we only got one question each?
She didn't purchase it. It's not organic. It's not edible.
Would I like it? If I'm an average guy, would I like it?
No.
No.
Question nine?
This is 10. This is our last shot, Mike.
This is 10?
Yeah. Christ. She really stumped us.
Is it something that... Wait a minute. You didn't purchase it, so it could be a gift. It could have been given to you.
Ask her that.
Is it made of rubber?
No.
Oh. Should have asked if she was given it. Or if she...
I know, but I was thinking immediately was going down the dildo day highway. A.
I don't think it's a dildo.
Well, I know it's not a dildo now.
Ooh.
So we're at 10. I have absolutely no clue.
Now we have to guess. Okay, let us look again.
She spins around.
Stand by the front again. Yeah, you know, I can't even see it poking out.
No, that's because it's not like the guys you can see poking out. The women, it's going straight down.
I'm down. Did we ask her if it was made of plastic?
No, I don't think so. She's shaking her head. No, she's giving us a bonus. She's so confident that we're not going to get it. Be able to stab in the dark, so to speak.
I just got a vibe. It's probably wrong.
What do you think?
A Barbie or G.I. Joe.
She shook her head plastic.
No plastic. No. Oh, yeah. No plastic. Okay.
All right, what should we do for the final guess here?
Did we ask wood?
Yeah. She said no.
She said no.
Ceramic.
Then you know.
And it's not. The thing is, it wasn't purchased.
But then it.
But I never got the question out of if it was a gift.
What about Kleenex? What if she just took a bunch of Kleenex? Wouldn't that fit all the parameters of everything we asked? Did you buy it?
Yeah, but Kleenex you buy at the store.
Right.
So she would have bought it. Or...
Oh. Damn.
I'll be damned. A gift. I'm going to go. I think we should go under the guise that it is a gift because she didn't buy it.
Okay. We're still no closer.
Gift. And it's not organic, so that means it's man-made.
Hey, what about one of those... this is way out of left field. What's that crap you wanted to buy your daughter on TV that you wrap your hair in?
Haragami?
Yeah, the hair.
Haragami. Is it a haragami?
No, it is not.
What is it? Produce it for us, please. Here she goes. It's coming out.
Let's see.
What is it?
What the hell is
it's
it?
It's a little Y2K bug.
It's a Y2K.
Oh. We never would have gotten that.
A Y2K bug.
They can put anything in there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's right.
Hold on. Technically, hold on.
Somebody give that to you as a gift?
No.
Really?
No, they did not.
How did you acquire it?
From work.
Oh, you took it from work.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. Smart.
What's it made of?
It is a little...
It's a little pop-pop with little antennas and little eyes on it.
It's a little fuzzy thing, Buzz.
Yeah.
Like cloth. It's made out of like cloth or cotton or something
right.
Like
that.
A little Y2K
bug.
We never would have gotten that. No way.
Okay, you're in the running for the money.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You might want to wash that baby off.
She's delighted.
She had it all the way in there.
Yeah, it was hiding.
I mean, when she reached up to get it, I mean, she had to reach up there to get it.
Search for buried treasure.
Okay. Wow.
Well, who would have thunk it?
Well, we came close on the first one.
Yeah, that was impossible. I mean, we never would have gotten that.
All right, well, next we have... we got to do a break. I'm sorry. And then... hey, great news. Guy with something up his duke. coming up next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me bring you up to date on the Civic Center project.
Did somebody step in something?
I had Ted draw these up over the weekend.
Oh, come on. Doesn't anybody else smell it?
I think I finally solved the underground garage problem.
I'm sorry, I can't concentrate. Can't we do this over the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea.
Oh.
Ass don't smell. Maybe somebody's trying to tell me something.
Rubbing doesn't work. Perfume's only covered up. And who has the time to soak? Forget all that junk and step up to Ass Don't Smell.
Hey, Bob, congratulations on the Civic Center project.
Oh, thanks.
Huh? Ass don't smell. But your ass doesn't smell.
Exactly.
It's been a long time.
It has. That's great.
Hey, hold on a second. We're dry here, baby.
We're dry, man.
We're dry. We hit a dry hole, Robbie.
Come on.
We're dry. There we go.
They love the smell of their own fart.
Yeah, we do.
Don and Mike.
Sorry, we hit a dry hole there.
Yes, we did.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I am the caller who called in and asked the question about the cooties and the dookies, that they had to keep the items in there.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I've never called into a radio station, and this contest made me call in.
Well, good.
That's
good.
How cool it is. Now, do they have to keep those items for the second round in their cootie and dookie?
They have to keep them until 2002.
2002?
No, absolutely not, honey. Anybody who makes it, and thus far they've all made it to the second round, it's just going to be a random drawing.
Oh, okay.
One of them wins $1,000. I mean, we don't want a girl walking around with a paint thing in her cooter and that guy walking around with the porcelain duck in his duke.
Yeah, there are comfort and control issues.
So are they walking into the studio or are they, like, getting ready in front of you guys?
No, they walk into the studio, the items are already in there, and they have towels wrapped around their waist.
That's why when Lisa was saying that there's work being done around here, they're being dressed and undressed in one of our other studios that's also being used right now.
Oh.
So they go in there and undress and insert the items, then cover themselves with towels and wait to be brought into the studio.
That must be very pleasant.
This just fascinates you, doesn't it, man?
It really does, because, I mean, I listen to you guys, my husband and I, we absolutely love you, and your contests are definitely crazy, but this one, I just had to call in.
Well, you should have come down and entered.
Maybe next time.
All right, thank you.
Thanks
for the call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm a loyal listener. In fact, I won Mike's $100, and I was calling in because you guys...
Oh, the $100 we gave away when we got money on the ratings day.
Ah, that's right, yes.
Sure. Thanks again, Mike. So I figure I owe you guys something.
Oh, my pleasure.
I think you guys are on the money with the category questions, and a suggestion would be possibly to start off with that. You could have the plastic... I guess wood and paper would be in the same category, and metal and cloth. So that would only take up 4 questions and should narrow it down for you guys a little bit.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the help.
Appreciate the help. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Yeah, I like the smell of my own farts, too. This is Nick. I called in yesterday, and I was picked to come down there.
Oh, the British guy.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah, where are you?
Well, the reason I'm calling, I called this morning, and I bailed out because I just spoke to Lisa, and I asked her if the guys were actually, if these objects were actually inserted or just squeezed between their butt cheeks.
No, we made it very clear yesterday, it's just between the pillows.
But you're going to get a great kick out of this, because the reason I had to bail out was because I did a trial run last night, and I hurt myself bad.
Oh, really?
What did you try to put in there?
Okay, what I had done, I had strung together 3 chicken nuggets. covered in barbecue sauce. And I got one in.
Oh, I can't tell you how upset I am that you're not here.
Yeah, and I hate, don't want to gross you out or anything, but there was bleeding. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, and so listening to this now and hearing that they're just between the butt cheeks, I am like so, I don't know.
So you actually, well, hold on. How would you, you know, I'm thinking about the consistency of a chicken McNugget.
Okay. It would disintegrate.
It would
mush.
I know. Wouldn't it get all mushed up when you tried to push it in? Unless,
well, unless you, like, let it sit out for a while.
No, what happened?
Or unless if your Duke had been stretched to such a point.
No. Nothing like that. That's the first time. Oh, but what happened was, okay, I bought them frozen from the grocery store.
You put frozen ones in there?
And I what I did was I cooked them to plump them up.
Yeah.
And then I put, you know, I drove a hole lengthwise through them.
Yeah.
And then I froze them again. And then I, you know, I tied them together with the shoelace.
No wonder there was bleeding then.
That's better than defrosting them in the microwave.
But you know what happened is when I got the first one in there and I pulled it out.
Oh, my God, what?
It had kind of defrosted, you know.
I bet it had.
It came to life.
Yeah, you put it in a 98.7 degree oven.
This is not the best dipping sauce I've ever had.
Oh, no, I'm just, you know.
Well, why don't you have a nice hot soak?
Yeah. And Jesus.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Nick.
No, that's my eye. I guess I didn't listen to
you. I'm sorry that you froze chicken McNuggets and put them in your dookie last night and caused some bleeding.
Soak in some salt water.
And there was one of the other problems with the pain was there is a little hemorrhoid action going there.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm going to puke.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I could bring that.
Oh, my.
You know, if you get into a hot bathtub right now, it's going to turn into chicken soup.
Oh.
You know what? I made sure I had a movement last night to make sure.
Boy,
you know, they were breaded.
Can I tell you once again, I am really disappointed you're not here.
Well, I think I would have won.
I really am.
I know you are.
I really am.
Yeah. That's the side of you that I don't like to explore very
again,
often.
Mike, again,
right,
I'm telling you.
It's for the show, I understand. Ready. Right. Yeah, sure, I try to believe that.
Imagine that.
It's for the show.
Imagine that.
You know, you're absolutely fascinated with
hemorrhoids, bleeding, putting frozen chicken nuggets in.
I mean, can you imagine? I mean, pulling a string and then like pop as they came out.
Yeah, well, you know, you're sitting in the comfort of your own living room, sir.
I am right now, yeah.
Well, thank you,
I'm
Nick.
Enjoying the show, and it's good. Thanks.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, bye-bye.
I think he liked it.
That's why you, sir, are an enigma to me.
Hello, Don. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. Yes. You know, sometimes repelled, sometimes fascinated. But I believe for the good of the show, but I also...
Always repelled.
I think there's real curiosity on your part.
Always repelled. But listen, here's my thinking on this, and this I really mean, Dr. Freud. If I may call you Sig.
Call me Sig.
Sig baby.
Yes.
I find it repelling. Thus, since it is such a taboo to me.
Yes.
It seems to me like a real way to garner an audience. Because if it's something that I personally find so offensive.
Right.
You know, again. Once
I want you to know.
Catering the show to my own personal taste.
I want you to know that I really want to believe that. I want you to know that
Come
I
on,
really
Sig.
Want to believe that from the bottom of my heart.
Come on, you know I'm not a dookie man. But there is something funny about a British guy freezing nuggets, putting them up his butt. Pulling him out.
Oh, absolutely.
Making his hemorrhoids bleed.
Yeah. He's feeling right.
You know, it's comedy.
That's funny.
It's comedy, it's revulsion at the same time.
That's funny.
Now, that's funny, but you had barbecue sauce, and it's hilarious.
There you go. It's slap nuts funny.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mommy, these chicken McNuggets taste coppery.
Right. Yeah, there's somebody. You thought you got some money with that McChicken head.
Oh, man. I wonder what kind of string you used.
Hello. Ah.
Yeah.
So you kind of. Kind of curious. I bet it was dental floss.
Oh, I am curious. I tell you, if he came in here, I'd be on all fours. Right down there with my magnifying glass.
And your Sherlock Holmes hat.
Hey, look at this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Oh, what are we? Why are we talking to these dopes on the telephone? Let's bring our next contestant in.
Hey, man.
His name is Adam.
Adam, enter and sign in, please.
Adam, who's got something in his duke right now.
Adam is grinning like there's no tomorrow. Hello, Adam.
Hi, Adam. Hi. Now, I'll tell you, Adam cannot walk. I mean, Adam kind of waddled in here, obviously, because he's clenching something between the pillows.
Adam looks like Gary Sinise.
Yep. I've been told Brendan Fraser, too.
No.
Well, those people are lying to you.
Yes, that's right. Just remember, it's Gary Sinise.
And you
sort
have,
of.
You have something in your Duke?
Yes.
Turn around, please. Let Mike and I sit.
Nothing protruding. That's...
May I... now, I want Mike to see what I saw when I walked in the room. Would you walk over by Lisa and then walk back to the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
See how he walks like a penguin?
That tells me he's clenching.
Oh, yes.
Are you clenching right now, Adam?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Ready to start the questioning?
Let's go.
Is it made of plastic?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Good. Okay, that's a yes.
That's good. So that eliminates an entire area of questioning right here. Is it found in the house?
Not generally.
Okay.
Can you buy it at Walmart?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Is it bigger? Is it longer than a ruler?
No.
If you didn't have this thing shoved in your Duke, would there be a chance that you would have it in your house anyway?
There'd be a chance.
Okay. All right, so it's not something totally absurd. It is made of plastic.
Is it some sort of tool or appliance?
No, I don't think so.
How many we got there left, Lisa?
We got...
Okay, it's question number 8 coming up. Or is it 7?
Wait, Lisa, it's number, are you 7.
Yeah. I'm counting up on my hands.
7.
The 1, 2...
Hmm. Is this a product that is unisex?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it a toy?
No.
I thought I was getting somewhere with it.
It can be a toy.
It can be a toy. How many questions do we have left?
We have two left each. We have two
each. One each.
Two.
We have one left each.
One each. Two each. I'm sorry. I said we have two each left.
I wonder if we should go down. Can we talk during this? Are we able to discuss?
Yes, Mike, and of course we can talk.
We should maybe go down the sex highway. You unisex toy. It can't be used as a toy.
Well, I don't think it's. I don't think it's anything like a dildo or a vibrator.
It's made out of plastic.
I don't think so.
It can be a toy.
Would you use this item in the bedroom?
No, not really.
Hmm. That answers that.
Okay. Then we got one more.
It can be used as a toy.
We're never going to figure out what this guy's got up his Duke.
Something, that's the, we've got to go along. You got to help me out
here.
Yes,
okay.
I got one question left. And we have to go down to, it can be used as a toy. That means it's something
that
has another purpose, but you can use it as a toy.
You know, but maybe they're thinking, you know, a kid can take a goddamn cardboard box and turn that into a toy. Uh-huh. So who knows?
Would you use the, I'm ready for my last question.
Okay, go.
Would you use this product at the office?
You could. Not really.
Well,
not really.
Make up your
you
mind.
You could not really. I hate those kind of answers. They're not helping us.
Sure, you could.
You could.
Well, obviously.
Yes or no?
The answer would be yes.
I want him to say it, though.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
That's it. Now we have to decide.
You could use it at the office.
It
might be a toy.
It could be used as a toy.
It's made of plastic. It's not as long as a ruler.
And it's not found in the home.
Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't use it in the bedroom.
And it's smaller than a ruler.
God damn.
So it's less than 12 inches long.
It could be anything. You know, I'm going to think,
what if it's currency?
Currency's not made of plastic, though.
Oh, that's right. See?
Duh. What if it was like one of those...
plastic currency.
What if it was one of those...
Funny money.
Contact lens holders. Have you seen those things that you use when I used to wear contact lenses?
Right.
You unscrew one side, unscrew the other side.
But you can't use those as a toy.
And they'd be found in the home.
And I'm going to be picky for both of you on this thing can be used as a toy. If it's something that you would never even think to use as a toy, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah, I talked to her. She said that.
I have used this product in a playful toy fashion.
Well,
you don't.
Not in that way. Okay, that sounded bad.
You're weird.
Yeah. Well.
Have you? Just give us this question. Have you ever dillied yourself with this item?
No.
No, okay.
Then it's not sexual.
Uses toy. That means it's around the office. It's a common item, obviously. It's a common item that, that people use as a toy.
You know, it made of plastic?
Yeah.
I think we should go like with a pen or a sharp.
I agree. A writing utensil. A pen.
A pen?
A magic marker.
A magic marker, something like that.
Mm. No.
No?
All right. It's time to find out what it was. Let me get the spray ready.
Undo your towel.
Is it a cell phone?
Walkie-talkie.
It's a walkie-talkie.
A walkie-talkie.
Okay. Brown walkie-talkie.
Okay, you got us.
Way to go.
You got us because technically that can be used as a toy.
Absolutely. Yep.
Would you have it in the bedroom? Not right. necessarily.
Good job, Adam. You're going to the drawing.
Thank you.
Made of plastic. Very nice.
Congratulations.
Very nice.
Wow.
Very clever.
You know, and we should have thought...
I liked writing utensils.
We should have thought of something like that, though, because yesterday you said someone might put a cell phone up their butt.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, hey. We should have thought.
Now we can go that route.
Okay.
Very good.
We're getting better. No, at least we got a break. We have how many more? Two more? I will break and do two more in the next break.
Very good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting into this game.
I'm totally into this. We're getting better at this.
You know what? I think we found a new format. I could do this every day, 4 hours every day.
Fantastic. We just have people hiding things in their Duke and their Cooter.
Hello, Don and... Oops. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I was wondering if I could talk to Don and Mike, because I know one of the contestants they've got on their show.
Well, you're talking to us.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey.
Yeah, I know the girl with the paint roller, man.
Well, congratulations, you damn dummy.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Hey, now.
Yeah, well, that's great. She was a wonderful contestant.
Hold on. Let me conference you with another caller. Do you mind?
All right.
We'll say two calls at the same time. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I received 99 years. The same day I went to trial, there was a man cut another man's nuts off.
Right.
During an aggravated robbery of a convenience store.
Uh-huh.
And he got 40 years.
Right.
I don't see how the system is actually working.
And your feelings, sir?
Sir?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I didn't hear it, man.
Oh, right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Man.
Hello, Don and Mike. Please, please. Please, turn it down.
Sir? Hello, hello?
Turn your radio down. Yes.
God, that is a new level. That is a new... Hold on. Now, shut up for a second.
Please, please. Shut up.
You're a horrible caller.
Jesus, turn your radio... You know, I understand...
Hey, Dan.
Hold on, wait. I understand you're driving, you're listening, you're getting a busy signal. When the phone rings,
turn your radio down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
What?
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, what are you hiding in the back door?
All of that for this guy again.
Something to cap your ass with.
Something to brown cap your ass with.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You should answer the
contest. No, he's so funny, he can't even speak.
Yeah, I like him, though.
I do, too. Then he turns the radio off again.
Peter Pan.
I don't even know what this guy's saying, but I find him amusing.
I do believe from this entire discussion, he's from another land.
Yeah.
Peter Pan from...
Hey, goodbye. Hang up! Hang up the phone! I had to put it under that.
Sorry, I don't know why that makes me laugh.
It's time for an announcement before we go to break.
Yeah.
We're going to make the announcement about our Las Vegas-style show out in Reno.
Yeah.
Here's the news everybody's been waiting for. And they've asked, we not call it a Las Vegas-style show this time. They asked us that we call it a Reno Tahoe-style show.
And who can blame them for that?
Reno Tahoe-style show. Friday, February 23rd.
Yay!
We'll be in the main showroom at Harrah's Lake Tahoe.
We're doing a casino! We're doing a casino! Good!
Finally, we hit the big time.
We are playing a casino!
Very cool. Don and Mike, Reno Tahoe-style show.
Can we get a band?
Friday, I don't know.
I want the NBC Orchestra.
February 23rd, 8 p.m., sponsored by Harrah's Lake Tahoe. Your biggest nights happen here.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Adults only, please.
Now listen, here's the deal. This is how it was explained to me today. The room that we're in holds 1,000 people.
That's a showroom, obviously.
It is first come, first serve.
Wow.
The doors will open at 6.
Okay.
However, you can't arrive at the casino as early as 9 a.m.
Very good.
Meaning, if you get there at 9 a.m., you're going to get a ticket to guarantee the fact that you get in when the doors open at 6.
Fantastic.
If you want to wait until 6 o'clock, 1,000 seats could be gone by then, because you know we don't charge for these shows. They're our way of saying thank you for listening. And first 1,000 people that show up,
right,
get to come in. And being as it's Reno, Tahoe, hey, man, no restrictions.
Very good. It's going to be a fantastic show.
The wildest Vegas-style show ever. Excuse me, the wildest Reno-Tahoe-style show ever.
Biggest little city in America. We're looking forward to it.
So, Reno, that's the date. We'll be doing the show Friday, February 23rd, from the studios of our Reno affiliate, KPLY Radio.
Excellent.
And it's sponsored by Harrah's Lake Tahoe. Your biggest nights happen here. So we finally made it to the strip.
I like that. I hope we'll, you know, we get the old billboard and stuff, you know, like be out there on the strip. I would assume that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And we'll have to.
Yeah, we got to have a picture taken.
Take our little cardboard, you know, cameras out with us and take the picture of that.
That's all right. Great. So that's an announcement for everybody in Reno.
All right. And that means we'll be like Elvis. We'll get the Star Suites, too.
Don't count on that.
I don't think so.
We will be right back. I think we've got at least two more people. Yeah, Robbie.
I just want to say that Tahoe is where Elvis had his cocktail, his champagne glass full of cough syrup. That happened in Tahoe.
The flute, the champagne flute.
The champagne flute full of narcotic cough syrup. That happened in Tahoe. We hope to do that one better.
We will come right back with more contestants and what you got in there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You go, boss?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray? From last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, Name That Pope?
Gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it. Because otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
They go together like rubber balls and liquor. Don and Mike.
You know, the best part of that is that he takes a big bite of spaghetti before he says that.
The fag.
Otherwise, I got to question what I'm hearing here.
Won't be long now, really. What, a couple of months?
Right. Oh, a month.
A month.
Right, a month, something like that.
Yeah. Near the 1st of March.
I'm getting back into watching it again now.
That's a good thing to do as they head down to the new season. Yeah. Right.
They're rerunning last year, and the one I watched the other night was the one where Paulie Walnuts takes Big Pussy to the sauna to get him to take off his shirt because they're sure he's wearing a wire.
Absolutely.
And Big Pussy won't take off his shirt.
Yeah, very, very scary.
Excellent one. Yeah. Good Sopranos. Bring that show back. As a matter of fact, you and I can't make it, but I know that Rob Spiewak will be making a return trip.
Good.
To New York for the Sopranos premiere.
I told my dad, and he just about made. He's so excited.
Oh, you're going up with your father?
Spiewak, Jr. and Sr. will be heading up to New York.
Excellent.
I think that's like the day before we go to Reno or something.
Exactly.
It was too much traveling for you and I, so we're sending Rob up. You know, give Rob a cherry trip to New York and let him go to the Sopranos party and bring us back tapes like he did last year.
Hey. I'm here with Meadow Soprano.
Yeah, Rob, you'll have to get a little lubed up when you go to that party. Like
what did you say to Carmel? Yeah, so pretty.
So put upon.
So put upon,
right.
Carm Soprano. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
I was going through the HarrahsTahoe.com website. You're on the same league as Willie Nelson, who is also appearing the same night you are.
Hey, that's he's appearing the same night?
Yep. Well, February 23rd through the 25th.
Oh, in a different hotel.
Obviously, I bet they have more than one showroom
stage
in the hotel.
Right.
Well, I bet it's another casino that he's appearing because 1,000 is a big one. That's usually, I mean, unless
no.
You know.
No, it's at that hotel. It's on their website.
So what it is, they have the junior suite and then they have the big room.
So he must be in a bigger room than us, or maybe, you know, maybe we're in a bigger room than Willie Nelson is.
Nah, yeah. You guys should be in the bigger room.
Yeah. I bet we are.
Amen.
I bet we are.
Hey, that's cool. So
well, I bet you couldn't sell 1,000 tickets for Willie Nelson. I mean, our tickets are free. They're just for people who listen to the show. Right?
I'm very excited about it. I mean, it's just something about really being in one of the showrooms in a casino hotel. It's very exciting. It's like real entertaining.
I don't want to appear, you know, to be on some kind of a Star Trip here, but I don't think it's out of line that you and I demand billing above Willie Nelson.
I think so.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Perhaps, I totally agree.
Perhaps Don and Mike featuring
Willie Nelson. Like he's going to be on the same stage. That's why.
If you have not a call in, I'd like to thank Don and Mike for bringing me out here as their opening act. On the road again like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hey, hi.
Hey, you were wondering what that guy... I got a couple of things. First of all, you were wondering what that guy used to tie those chicken nuggets together?
Yeah.
If you roll the tape, he used a shoestring.
Oh.
Yuck, okay.
And you know, the hard little ends on it, maybe he harpooned himself. Also, see you in Toledo?
Yes.
How about can't understand normal thinking?
Gotcha, okay. How about FUBAR?
Lots of thoughts.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yes.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was watching Fox 5 News yesterday morning, and they're putting together their own Temptation Island special that they're going to air on the morning news.
Oh, are they really?
And they're looking for singles in the D.C. area to participate.
They're going
to
put Mike Landis on Teddy Roosevelt Island.
Hey, they're looking for singles. How about Charlie Broyhill does it?
That'd be good.
Not a chance.
Hey.
You know why?
Me like Temptation.
Because I bet they probably do some kind of a test for STDs.
Right.
I thought they put him in an abandoned building with a bunch of squatters.
You mean Charlie Broyhill couldn't be on that show?
Me no qualify.
me got STDs. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, have you guys ever had your name up in lights up at the lake?
We have never had our name up in lights at the lake. At Lake Tahoe, no, we have not.
Oh, we're going to, that's right. We're going to be up at Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
That's right. It's, you know, not downtown Reno. We're going to be up at Lake Tahoe, which is, you know, she.
Right.
Are they going to put your name in lights up on the big sign up there, I wonder?
That's what we've been saying. That's our demand.
They better.
Yeah, there you go.
They better do that.
We'll see you there.
And as a matter of fact, I think that's our demand. We demand that we be above Willie Nelson.
Absolutely.
At least for 5 minutes before you change it back.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So we can have our picture taken.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the sign. Okay.
I think I've actually been in that place. Shocker.
Shocker. Let's meet our the next two contestants. I think our next contestant is Gabrielle. Gabrielle, here.
Gabrielle!
Oh, hi, sweetie. I saw you out in the hallway.
Hi.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Where are you from?
Must I say?
No, you can fake it.
You can make something up.
So you're
from the South.
You're from the South.
South, okay. Celeb you think you most resemble?
I don't.
You haven't given it any thought?
No.
Nah, take a look at her, Buzz. Turn around.
Boy,
take a look.
Boy, it's an actress. I'm trying to think. It's an actress. Actress.
Yeah. She's a good-looking soul sister, though.
Yes, absolutely.
She's good-looking.
Maybe a young Diana Ross?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, a little Diana Ross. You don't like Diana Ross?
You don't like that?
Well, she's a diva, so.
She's a diva. Yeah,
back in the day, I guess, well, except she had that, like in those Motown black and white movies, she had that funky hair.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
I mean, I don't know if she was too doable even back in those days.
She had a phase where she was trade doable.
Really?
It was in between.
Let me know when that phase was.
It was the Mahogany year.
Oh, no. But the
do you know where you're going to?
No, I do or
not.
Huh? No.
No?
Mahogany was the beginning of the end. I mean,
she's no Cynthia Nixon, I'll tell you that right now.
All right. I'm always going to lose.
Yes, yeah.
I'm always going to lose.
I go right for it now.
I would do Cynthia Nixon before Diana Ross.
I would do Diana Ross before Cynthia Nixon.
As Diana Ross is today?
Yes.
How about if you took that wig off?
I think Diana, you know, I haven't seen... How old is Diana Ross now? Let me qualify.
About 100. She's at least 60.
60?
Yeah.
Gotta be. All right. 60, no.
Okay, so you would...
For the record... No, I'd do Diana Ross still before Cynthia Nixon.
Okay.
Wow. There's something about Cynthia Nixon that's just... Hey, baby.
You know, I'm going to come up with one. I'm going to come up with a woman that you would do.
Before Cynthia Nixon?
You would do Cynthia Nixon before, and then I'm just going to isolate that tape.
Okay.
Where you say, I would do Cynthia Nixon.
Okay.
How about Pat Nixon?
Oh. Well, that's impossible. I'd have to have a shovel.
Okay, how about...
It shouldn't be that difficult to come up with someone. That, and I'm giving you the honest answers here, okay. But I'd like them to be
all
within
right. How about Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Who would you do?
I'd do Cynthia Nixon before Rosie O'Donnell.
Would you repeat that, please?
I don't want to... Rosie, Cynthia Nixon, Rosie.
No, please. Who would you do? Rosie O'Donnell.
I would do the lady that you like before Rosie O'Donnell.
What's her name?
Cynthia Nixon. I would do her before Rosie O'Donnell.
Thank you, Rob.
Isolate it.
Thank you.
Print it.
All right. You've got something in your cooter.
Yes.
Yes, you do. And you have a towel on. Yes, would you turn to the side so Mike and I can... Now, look at that.
Nothing, obviously, that we can see.
Can't see a goddamn thing.
Very good.
All right.
Jumping up and down.
We get ten questions.
That already tells me it's something not all that heavy.
Okay, here's my first question.
Oh, all right.
Is it soft and fuzzy?
No.
No.
Is it organic?
No.
Is it made of plastic?
Partially
made of plastic. Mm-hmm. Would the other part of it be nylon?
No.
Toothbrush, what moron I am.
Do they have to be yes or no answers?
No, not really.
Did we ever ask that?
I mean, we say, what is it, you know? What's in there, you know? Yeah, I think they have to be yes or no answers.
Okay. Do you have one of these in your house?
Yes.
Yes. Is it a hygiene item?
No.
Would you use this item at work?
Yes.
How many is that? That's 7. Okay. Question 8, Mike.
Is this an essential item at work?
No.
You know, if that was a yes, I'd be happy. Now it's a no, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Would you ever consider putting this item in your mouth?
Yes.
Oh. After it's been in your cooter? No, don't answer that.
Was that the... That was 9.
You
have one last question, Mike.
You got one more.
Put it in your mouth. Can you write with it?
No.
No. All right, let's review what she said. Did she say it was partially
made of plastic? Right. You use it at work. She would put it in her mouth.
Huh.
You can put anything in your mouth, though. But I see she nodded her head there.
Yeah, but...
So, I mean, that's chew on a paper clip, chew on a pen.
When you answered that question, though, just tell me this when you answered it. We said, would you put it in... What was the question?
Would you put it in your mouth?
Would you? Come on, would you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it's... Okay, so she would. All right, don't get mad at me. Don't get all uppity with me. Okay, so yes, she would put it in her mouth. But you asked her if it was a writing utensil. She said no.
Right. No, she said no.
Mm-hmm. And you'd have it at the workplace.
But it's something at the workplace.
Something at the workplace.
I think, you know what I'm getting? I'm getting one of those, a scotch tape dispenser.
Why would she put that in her mouth, though? Because she's laughing at you now.
I don't think it's a scotch tape dispenser.
No.
Well, what's... Yeah, you know, I mean, well, what do you think it is?
Candy.
I mean, candy?
Candy.
Partially plastic, remember?
Yeah, I always enjoy eating that plastic candy, but I mean, if it's a wrapper... No. If it's like a box of Tic Tacs?
No, I said, is it organic?
Hmm.
So that's partially organic.
Really? What if it's non-organic candy?
You can't have non-organic candy.
I know.
Hey.
You. Willie Nelson.
Yeah. We're doing a star trip on each other right now.
Yes, we are.
This is the beginning of the end right here. Now that our name's going to be up in lights.
You.
Martin and Lewis.
Jesus Christ.
You can put it... The thing that's confusing me is the mouth thing, because it's like...
You know, I would say a spoon.
You don't use at work.
Sure you do.
Yeah, but if you go get coffee, but it would
have lunch at work.
She said it's non-essential, though, at the...
You could stir with one of those little plastic things. What do they call it? A stirrer.
How about a pencil holder?
You think she got a pencil holder in her cooter?
Possibly. Hey, the other woman had a paint roller in there.
But would she put that in her mouth?
Mm-hmm. No, she wouldn't. No.
I vote for Spoon.
Why Spoon? You're wrong.
Because I'm thinking, well, okay then, Columbo. Give me a better one. I mean, we're free
Scotch tape dispenser. Like one of the little ones.
Whatever it is,
a magnet.
Spoon is closer than a tape dispenser.
You know, neither one's going to be right. Let's go with Spoon. Spoon it is. Is it a spoon?
And it'll be wrong. No. Okay, for the record, is it a plastic tape dispenser?
No.
No, it's not. No.
Is it a magnet?
Hey, wait, here we go.
No.
Here we go. Ready for this? I bet the item that's there will be closer, we'll all have to judge whether it is, will be closer to a tape dispenser than to a spoon.
Oh, my God.
I'll take that bet.
Very good.
Okay,
let's see.
Now you shake your head.
Undo your towel. Let's see what you've got in your coupe.
All right, what is it?
Let's see what she's got in there.
Drum roll, please.
Take the towel off.
Take
it off.
All
the way, yes.
What do you think he came down here?
All the way, honey. Yeah, like this.
I can't. I need a hand.
Right. Lisa, give her a hand.
Give her a hand. All right, here we go. All right, Lisa needs all the help.
All right, we're going to see. Oh, no, honey, you just have to drop the towel.
Oh, there it is. All right, now she's reaching.
Oh, she really had it inside.
Oh, dear. What is this?
What the hell is it? It's an inhaler.
An inhaler.
An inhaler.
Wow. I think it's a push.
Right.
I think it's a total push.
No, because you know what I was going to say?
Right.
Well, you put a spoon in your mouth, but you know what? It's made of plastic.
Right.
Like a plastic tape dispenser. And an inhaler.
Inhaler. We never would have got it.
My God.
In a million years.
What a cooter you've got. You had it all the way in there, honey.
Wow, congratulations.
I'm going to give you a prize.
Your last week's contest, but
I'm going to give you an extra prize if you can put it in and actually make it go.
Hear me?
Congratulations. That's
an inhaler.
That was a very good one.
Like an asthma inhaler.
No, we wouldn't have gotten in a million
Not
years.
Not a chance.
Wow.
Well done.
Good job.
Thank you, Gabrielle.
The element of surprise. We have had some clever contestants today.
Sure have. We sure have.
All right.
All right, let's meet Lee.
Here comes Lee.
Now, Lee's wearing a bathrobe.
Jesus Christ. Bathrobe.
He's got a freaking bathrobe on.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
How you doing?
Lee's dressed like Hef today.
He's got a Playboy centerfold. He's got pornography stuck on him. You're in a T-shirt.
Why do you have centerfolds pasted to you?
I have a towel.
Because if I came topless, you wouldn't like it.
Okay. Oh, it's going for extra points.
I give
him extra credit for that.
Extra credit if you're topless.
He's thinking. He's thinking. And those are all Playboy centerfolds,
yeah,
right?
Good ones, too. Nice ones. Yeah,
very good.
Now, you have something in your duke?
I do.
Okay, would you please turn around so that Mike and I can see?
Oh, a little protrusion
out there.
Yeah, a little protrusion.
All right, are you ready to start?
I'm ready.
Is it made of plastic?
No.
I have my favorite question because it, you know, gets everything taken care of. Is it organic?
Yes.
Excellent.
Would you buy it at the grocery store?
Yes.
So it is a... I'm asking... This is not a question.
Come on. This is just me and Mike talking. Let's solve this one.
So it is a food item. So we know it's a food item.
It's a food item. And it's a food... Turn around again so me and Mike can see it poking out there. Is it unfair if we ask him to bend over?
You know what I think might be a good question? Is it my turn to ask the question?
Yes.
A good question would be, is it wrapped? Does it come wrapped or unwrapped?
No.
Does it come wrapped or unwrapped?
Wrapped.
And that's, you know, a yes-no thing, because, you know, right, wrapped.
Does it come from the fruits and vegetables section of the grocery store?
No.
All right. Is it sweet?
No.
Ooh, all right.
Would you eat it? I mean, not after it's been in your duke, but generally speaking, if offered to you, would you eat it?
No.
Oh, okay. It's not food at all.
Yeah, but it's not organic.
No, he said it is organic.
Oh, it is organic.
Maybe it's a food he doesn't like. Oh, wait a minute. That's tricky, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
that. Are you tricky
answer.
Like that?
I mean, it is. Did we establish it's a food stuff?
Yes.
We already did. So it is food. He wouldn't eat it, though.
Well, then that's not a fair answer.
That isn't a fair answer.
If it was from a grocery store, keep in mind it could be a drug item. It doesn't have to be a food. It's from a grocery store.
True. He's right. Heddy's right. You know, and now we're going to waste the question on it because now we're going to have to ask.
Yeah, is it my question?
Yeah.
Is it a food item?
Yes.
So when you said you wouldn't eat it, Hold on, this is not a question. This is now an inquisition.
When he said he didn't eat it, he just doesn't like it.
Yes. Neither of those count as questions.
They don't. No, absolutely not.
Because that's unfair, and I think we right. deserve a free question.
I agree with you.
Based on the fact that you're simply stating your opinion. Because when right. I said, would you eat it, I
it was another
mean...
way of saying, is it food?
Yes.
Right. Right.
That's
right.
So we get an extra question.
Okay.
Great.
Get one more.
Is it grown?
Yes.
You know, as opposed to is be something manufactured.
Okay, it's wrapped and it's grown.
It could be a nana.
And it's, no, it's not sweet. So it's a vegetable of some kind or a...
Could be a bad nana.
No, no.
Yeah, you
that would be unfair if he was answering the question that way.
He's already answered one question unfair.
I don't think it's a bad nana.
He said it wasn't produce, I think.
You know, it might be a meat product.
He said it wasn't produce?
Yeah, when Don asked him earlier...
It's grown, that's right, a meat product.
It might be a meat product.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, I've got one more question, right?
You've got one and I've got one.
You both do.
We get an extra
okay.
one. Hold on, let me burn mine here.
All right, go ahead, you go first.
Hot dog? Hot dog related?
You're going to have to ask... make it a little bit...
Okay, hold on.
Are you guessing or are you asking?
No. When I said hot dog related, I meant from that.
Is it from the hot dog family?
Yeah, okay, but let me ask a different one.
You know what? You could ask, is it from the sausage family?
Yeah. Is it from the sausage family?
No.
Oh, F you, because I thought I had it.
Why the confusion when you said hot dog? Because it's...
Cause
is it from... Can I ask my last question?
Sure, yeah, it's your question.
Is it from the bread family?
No.
Oh, I thought you had it with that. Now we're
out of questions.
It's guessing time.
And see, now
you can take five more if you want.
You're going to give us five more?
Sure.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
Five more.
Listen to that.
Three more.
Well, at least shut up. He said we can have five more.
Take five.
I don't want to dividate from the...
Okay, so five
could
more
you?
Questions.
Could you, would you,
barbecue this item?
Yes.
So it has to be cooked. We have five questions, so we have four left. Is it from the meat family?
Yes.
If you barbecued it and ate it, would you wrap some kind of a roll around it or bread around it?
Okay, I think I know what it is. But go ahead. You answer the question.
No.
Huh? Yes or no?
I mean, generally
I have no
speaking,
idea.
Most people, oh, yeah.
No.
Okay. Does this item have skin that you remove if you feel like it?
No.
Oh. I think it's the meat family. It's got to be. It's got. Are we at our last?
Wait,
question?
This is the last question, right? Okay. If it's the meat family,
it's obviously not chicken. Because I said, does it have skin you can remove? And
what about steak?
That's what I'm thinking.
Is it from the steak family?
Yes.
Ah. Is it a steak?
No.
No. Okay, then. To prove us wrong, and you gave us five extra questions, we appreciate it. Please, pull down your towel.
And let's see what it is.
See what you got in there.
What is it?
Oh,
what is
what
it?
What the hell is it?
What is it? I'm gross.
That is a cow's tongue.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Cow's tongue.
Jesus Christ.
God.
The guy had a cow's tongue in his duke.
Probably not
cow's
the first.
Oh, my God, it's on the floor.
Oh. Is it unwrapped? Is it wrapped?
Leave it there. Wait. Take that off, Don has to see that on the floor.
Hold
Don,
on.
Take a look at that. And come around and take a look at that. Look at that.
Is it wrapped? Is it
bond?
Oh, that's...
Let me see it. Hold it. Oh.
Show buzz.
Because I want to see. So it's not wrapped. And it's thawed. You let it thaw before you...
Buzz.
Okay, get him out of here
right.
now, please.
Oh, I smell it now. Get out.
Thank
get
you.
Out.
Thank you very much.
Get out.
Thank
out,
you.
Out.
All right.
Amazing.
Boy, that was a lot. Great.
Buzz, Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
Could you stand to look at that thing?
Oh. I couldn't really see it. That was part of the problem. Oh, wow. Well, it was fascinating, you know, to see the cow's tongue. A cow's tongue.
We never would have got that.
Did we have contestants for this contest or what?
Yeah. We had great contestants.
Good job, everybody.
They were all good. I mean, I'm trying to think of all the stuff that they had.
Technically, even though they're all going to the drawing, technically we did get that first one, which I think we should be real happy about.
Yes. Stephanie had a douche
in her
Duke and a roller brush in her cooter.
Mm-hmm.
William had the ceramic duck toothbrush holder in his Duke. Tammy had the little, like, troll doll in her cooter.
Yes, right.
Gabrielle had the asthma inhaler in her cooter.
Mm-hmm.
Adam had the walkie-talkie in his dookie.
Right.
And Lee had a cow tongue in his dookie.
There we go. Were these great contestants? Unbelievable.
They are really freaking fantastic.
I know I always say it, but they all deserve to win. They really did.
Well, unless you want to come up with $5,000
nope.
so that they can all win, only one of them is going to win the $1,000.
All right.
All right, then what we're going to do is... Oh, you got it here, Robbie?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Go ahead.
Going to reach into Rob's coonskin cap.
You want to bring them all in here before we do that? Or what? They're all waiting outside.
Yeah, bring them all in.
Uh-huh. Bring them all down here.
Yeah, what the hell? Bring them in. Well, we've got a bunch of unhappy people.
This is true.
All right, this is the one.
Yeah, maybe just bring the winner in.
Yeah, maybe just leave them all outside.
Yeah, leave them all outside, just bring the winner in.
Huh?
You want to announce? No, let me announce it first. Where are they at?
They're all coming out. They're now outside the door.
Okay.
All right.
The winner is totally chosen at random.
Yes. Totally at random. Here we go.
Yes. William.
William, you have won $1,000.
William, the guy who had the duck. The ceramic duck up his butt.
That was a soap dispenser? Toothbrush holder?
It was a toothbrush holder. Right.
Toothbrush holder. Congratulations, William. Are you psyched?
Yes, I am.
William's one of the more mellow contestants we have.
Sure is. Well, you know, we said the deal was...
Yes.
If they fooled us, they would go in a random drawing.
And you have won $1,000.
Thank you, Jim.
You're $1,000, William? Oh, come on. For $1,000, give me something more than that.
Yes!
Thank you. Your $1,000, courtesy of The Cell. The Cell Rated R with Jennifer Lopez and Vince Vaughn, now available to rent at your local video warehouse location.
Well, I'm now encouraged to go watch the movie.
That's good.
Go
watch the movie, absolutely.
And everybody gets a free copy of The Cell.
That's a great movie. That's really one of the best movies we've given away. I love that movie with Jennifer Lopez.
You like that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck going outside with all those people who had all that other stuff.
Get out of here, William. See you later.
And their cooters.
There he goes. That soft-spoken William with the rubber ducky up his butt.
You know, Jesus, I feel bad for... Although, you know, we said, if you stumped us,
yeah,
you had a chance to get in.
They all knew. This is much much less subjective than a lot of contests we do.
But God damn, the girl with a roller brush in her cooter.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
The lady had the troll in her cooter. The lady with the asthma.
Thank you, contestants.
There they go. Oh, they're all happy. Bye, you guys.
They're all very happy. Good
the
job.
The lady with the asthma inhaler in her cooter.
Yeah.
That was incredible. The walkie-talkie was great, and I'm telling you, when that cow tongue came out of that guy's butt...
I'll tell you, it was one of the true moments on this show.
Gag reflex.
And it didn't, you know, not like he took it out, it fell out onto the floor.
Sure.
Gross. Ack. Yak.
Right. Okay.
Way to go, everybody.
Very nice. Great edition of What You Got In There.
A game that I believe we'll be playing again sometime.
Yes, thank you, kids. We'll be back with more in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen a new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
Staunchly opposed to tan cake pity.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow, we're live in Tampa Bay. Fantastic. With our annual Super Bowl show. Brought to you by Geico. Where one 15-minute phone call can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
It's Rodney out in Sacramento, man. Love your show.
Hey. Thank you, Rodney.
Hey, got a suggestion for you on that game you just played, man.
Yes.
You guys, not literally, but you guys are screwing yourself.
Why?
You shouldn't get penalty. If you get an answer where they say yes, that shouldn't count against your 10. You should only count it if you got the answer wrong.
That's valid. And the next time we play that game or a game like that, a guessing game,
I think that'd make the game a little tougher.
Now, Don, I got a word, and I want to ask if you tried this in your PlayStation.
Oh, okay. When you put the name in, sure.
Right. EFFER.
Oh.
Effer.
Yeah.
No, I have not. Have you? Do you have
it? You know, I don't have it, and I keep hearing you guys talk about it, but I would seem to think that it would work.
Mm-hmm. Great play,
you
by
guys
Effer.
Love that.
Right. Okay.
Felt that way. So.
That's a good one. Thank you, Rodney.
Take care, man.
Thanks, Rodney.
Great run, Effer.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Brian, have you seen him lately?
Rodney. Yeah, not looking good.
Not looking good at all.
He's got some dumb movie coming out.
Yeah, this is a stupid movie. Yeah, he's got that old man thing now. But his lip kind of gum like that. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's really amazing.
I saw him on. You know, I know I've said it before. E exclamation point
right.
is the biggest waste of a cable channel.
Mm-hmm.
But. I go there all the time.
You watch it.
And I was watching a show called Celebrity Homes.
Did they show Rodney's trailer?
And they showed his house in Las Vegas.
Really?
Which is a tribute to himself.
Over here, I've got my pictures of me with all the other stars.
And he, at one point, he's got on a pedestal, he's got a sneaker. And he holds it up and he goes, "This is Shaq's. Shaq lives over here." I said, "Hey, Shaq. And he brought me a shoe. It's on display."
How weird is that?
And then he's got like a... When they took a part of his red tie up into space, right. Some of the astronauts, he's got the tie bronzed on the wall.
Oh, you know, his whole attitude, yeah. It really is him. You know, it's like, "Oh, this is where the astronauts took it up into space, yeah.
And then,
that's what I got here, yeah."
And then they go to the kitchen, and he goes, "Well, I don't know nothing about this. It's my wife." And then out comes Miss Silicone Implant, 1998.
Like a little showgirl?
Yeah, I mean, well, like a poodle.
Right.
And you know what she got? Same as that girl on that soap opera. She got the chihuahua eyes.
Oh, really? The big bug eyes?
Yeah. She got big bug chihuahua eyes.
So does he.
And big fake boobs.
Hey, here she is. It's a kitchen. I'm not sure. What's your name again? And it's my wife. Hey.
He's like 70. Yeah. And she's about 17.
Right, right now, bro, I'm talking like this.
It's like somewhere along the line, he just, you know, somebody turned one of the light switches off on his row of his bank of lights.
And there's nothing that I'm finding more infuriating than this show, Celebrity Homes, because I know celebrities make big money,
right?
And I know that they have gorgeous homes, and I could even take it if they went in the home and the celebrity was not there.
Yeah.
But it's like showing off.
Yeah, absolutely,
because,
it is.
Because not only was Rodney Dangerfield on this one, they had that guy Rick Fox from the L.A. Lakers.
Okay.
And, you know, if that really pisses you off, you see an athlete's house.
Yeah, because that's the real money. I mean, you know, even in show business, you get the movie stars that make those $20 million a picture. They're very few and far
and
between.
And he's married to Vanessa Williams, so they've got the double money.
I mean, but, the athletes, especially professional basketball players, that's money beyond everybody's wildest dream.
And they show his house. And the area where he has his hot tub, it's set up to look like, you know, in the Gladiator Maximus,
you know,
the Roman Colosseum?
Sure.
He's got the big pillars coming up everywhere.
The neoclassic architecture there.
Right? Yeah, he's got waterfalls coming down.
Wow.
And then he says, "And my favorite place to play basketball is the Boston Garden," which is why, and you walk down to his gymnasium, and he has recreated
parquet floor and everything.
The parquet floor.
Oh my God.
The Celtics logo.
Wow.
A scoreboard that he bought from the Boston Garden when it went out of business. I'm watching this and I'm like, just, you know, I don't mind if you have so much money that you can wipe your ass with $1,000 bills.
Yeah, but keep it to yourself.
But, you know, don't rub it in our noses.
Ta-da.
So it goes from Rodney Dangerfield to Rick Fox, and the next lady is. Was that bitch who was on Knott's Landing?
Donna Dixon?
No.
No, not Donna Dixon.
Three names. Joan Van Ark.
Oh.
Now.
How the hell is she still making money?
Okay. This is what really piss you off about the show. You go see her ranch that she lives on
right.
in Southern California. And you're like.
Did she marry money?
No. I guess it's Knott's Landing money.
Wow.
I don't know how, but. Joan Van Ark is walking around going, you know, she's going about, she's got these ceiling beams, and she goes, "The wood for these ceiling beams, my husband and I searched for it for years.
All right.
Each ceiling beam cost $21,000. We had each beam brought in from a rainforest. And I'm watching this and going, you know, while I'm watching this, I'm saying, why are people watching?
Well, the thing is, it's the Kathy Lee factor. It's like, we don't want to know it. We don't want to know how incredibly surrounded. We're curious, yes, but after the curiosity, then we get pissed.
I think what pushed me over the edge on the show Celebrity Homes is the fact that if they just went in with a camera and they said, look it, here's where Rick Fox and Vanessa Williams live.
But when they're there, you know, showing off.
Yeah, and he's walking around. Now, a show I do like is MTV Cribs.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because they go to where everybody lives.
Yeah, and like the guys from Blink 182.
Right.
They just live in a regular house.
Sure.
I mean, they've got cool stuff. They got DVD players. They've got you know, real full-size video games and stuff. But the kitchen, it's a normal kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And the garage, it's a normal garage.
Exactly, and they don't, you know, they don't rub your nose in it.
Right. No, and as a matter of fact, I don't know which one, it might have been Blink 182. Whoever it was all excited about the fact that he had, you know, a TV that frankly is just like a normal TV.
Right, exactly.
But the guy was like, hey, look at this. This is my big screen TV.
I find that when you see the big stars' homes, like the basketball player and Rodney Dangerfield, they don't seem to understand. You know what I mean? They don't seem to get it, that it's kind of a bad thing to show off like that,
right,
to show how much they have. It's kind of ostentatious. And they're out of touch, I find, celebrities that do that. The celebrities that bring you into their incredible homes.
Oh, and I got another
talk
one.
Like, it's like, here's my wealth, whatever.
I got another one that pissed me off. Jane Seymour.
Oh, my God. She has a castle.
She was on the same one. No, she's another one that has the home with the Western motif, where it looks like a bonanza.
Hey, Ryan, want to get really mad? She also has a castle in England that she rents out at some astronomical fee. I saw that on one of those shows also, where you can, like, rent it for the week for, like, $25,000 or something.
You know what we know about Jane Seymour? What's that, Evan? That broad's got a mustache.
Got a furry face.
And me and Mike know it, because we were in an elevator with her.
Yeah, right? CBS Television City rode up in an elevator with her, and she had a furry face.
Right. We saw it. Mustache.
Uh-huh.
Big mustache.
And lots of money.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's right.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don, I was watching Celebrity Homes today. Got a real pisser for you here.
Hold on. Were you watching MTV or E?
No, E, the Celebrity Homes on E.
Oh, Celebrity Homes, okay.
And you know that guy Tyrese? He's like a black guy singer on MTV a lot.
I don't even know who he is.
Mm-hmm. He's like, he sings kind of that soul kind of crap. But anyway, it was him there today. It wasn't his home. They were showing $2 million house he bought his mom. Six bedrooms, five baths.
Well, even that's better. When you buy something for somebody else, it's still better than showing, you know, somebody, look at how much money I have. Like that thing with the Celtics thing.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you know, no, I don't fault that guy. I mean, good for him that he bought something for his mom.
That's nice. Yeah, that's not as bad as showing, look at me, look what I have and you don't.
Yeah, and Rodney Dangerfield was just as bad as he was walking around, hey, look at this piano. You know how much this piano cost? $120,000.
Well, see, there you go, right there. That shows you where they're at. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, hello, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, got a funny story.
What?
I saw somebody who's I won't say the name of the show because I didn't want that, but he's a host of a show, and it's the funniest thing. It's a gay internet network thing. They just all talk about being gay 12 hours a day or something.
What?
What are you doing?
Speak up, please. Speak up, please.
Sorry.
Thing, something, whatnot, or so?
There's this, it's like a gay website. It's all about every gay, and they talk about being gay all day, and there's this guy who's a host.
Who talks about being gay?
Everybody on the site talks about it. That's all it is about.
All right, so you're on a gay website.
Yeah. And this guy's got a show on there. Christian Grantham is his name. And I saw him, and it was funny as hell. I was like, oh, you suck. Don and Mike are the best. And he was like, who's Don and Mike? It was really funny.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks. Lovely story. And when did you come out?
I'm sorry?
When did you come out?
Oh, when was it?
Yeah, okay, good answer.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And a good question, because what else would he be doing on a gay website?
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ass don't smell.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Exactly. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, even more annoying than the celebrities' homes, I think it's got to be the on the show Cribs, where they go to some no-name rap star's house that you've never even heard of, and, I've
think that I'm pretty hip to, you know, current, you know, people in the...
I was at the meeting. I was at the Klan meeting. You know, they show this rap star. And look at that nice house he's got. I'll tell you right now, that pissed me off.
I got no problem with the show cribs.
At least you know who Joan Van Ark is, and you know Rodney Dangerfield, but these guys, you don't even know who they are, and they've got these...
Yeah, but you understand there are a lot of people who do know, and buy their records, that's why they have the nice house.
Just because you don't know.
Somebody
knows. I'm thinking that most people wouldn't know who they were.
Well, no, hold on.
Let's examine this, shall we?
Hold on, douchebag. Who are you talking? Do you even know the name of the rapper you're talking about?
I don't even know who they were.
You don't even know who they were?
No idea. Well, I know they had, Snoop Dogg's house on there.
Well, you certainly have heard of Snoop Dogg.
Absolutely. I've known him. But right. there was at least three others that I had absolutely no idea who they were.
And your point being?
I mean, they have these palaces, and you absolutely have no idea who they are.
Well, somebody knows
you
who they are.
You know who Rodney is, or the
Red Fox. Wouldn't you also agree that perhaps... on the other side of the spectrum, that there would be some young, I don't want to bring race into this, but I got the feeling that you did. There might be some young punk band who you didn't know who were living in a house as nice.
I don't think they were in houses as nice as some of these guys.
Or there might be somebody in the hood that might see that show when they profile some country singer's house, and he wouldn't like it.
I guess it's possible.
Come on. The problem here is that they're brothers, right?
No, not at all. It's just you've never heard of them.
Like,
You've never heard of them.
You've never heard of them.
Right, I've never heard of them. I guess that's what it was.
But you understand the point we're making here is that
I'm only in my 30s, and I think that
you think the world revolves...
music are.
You think the world revolves around... you, that if you don't know who someone is, then why should they have their house on MTV Cribs?
Well, I think it's a little more of a pisser than seeing Joan Van Ark's or...
Why? Because you don't know who they are.
Right.
But lots of people do, or they wouldn't have the money to have that crib. And they wouldn't be on the TV show.
And frankly, more people probably know whoever it is you're talking about than know who Joan Van Ark is.
I don't know. Well, maybe, but...
See, I think we've all learned something today.
I think so.
I guess so. Still a hell of a pisser.
Yeah. But just for the record, the guys with a house that you didn't like because you hadn't heard of them, they were all colored boys, right?
Isn't that the real issue, sir?
No.
Oh, sure it is.
It was their lack of
here we go.
Totally not knowing, you know, who they were.
I don't care
if they were black or white.
In your world, you don't know who they are. Other people do know who they are.
I guess they must. You know, I don't think that I'm naive to, current trends, or I'm out of the loop, or
really?
I'm holed up in a cabin up on the side of a mountain somewhere.
I don't know about that.
Really? Right, Unabomber. Tell me, what type of music do you fancy? Popular music. Who do you like?
Popular music right now, Offspring, Blink 182, you said before, bands like that.
Boom. Tell me some colored singers you like.
I don't know any colored singers.
Can you name any colored singers you like?
Can't really think of any.
Well, that's interesting.
You can't think of one colored singer you like?
I don't refer to them as colored singers.
Okay, well, you know what I mean.
Not a race.
Can you? Oh, no, you're not.
Well, see, that's kind of the highway. That's why Dom was using that word, because, you see, we kind of think it sounded like that. You can understand
Then tell me. Then tell me some African...
Oh, it's just their lack of notoriety.
Well, then tell me... Then tell me some African... Then tell me some... Tell me some African...
Some current people.
Tell me some current African-American artists whose music you enjoy.
Let's see. Well, Vanessa Williams, I mean, that's... She's good.
Oh, come on. She might as well be white. Come on.
Not white.
And furthermore, she's not current. She hasn't had a hit record in years.
Don, can I help him out here?
Sure.
It's a CD that's in my car right now. I should say in my truck. Sammy Davis Jr.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Can you name anybody?
It's the truth, too. I hate to say that.
No.
Anybody?
No.
No, you couldn't.
I like more rock and roll than I like, you know, the rap or the soul or the R&B.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I watch MTV and other shows, and I've just never heard these people. And I guarantee
you. Let me ask you this. I want to be fair to you. Hold on. Hey, sir. Every time I open my mouth, you start screaming. Will you stop doing that?
Sure.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Can you understand that when you started this whole spiel that you sounded like a bigot? Do you understand that?
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't mean to.
Okay. I guess you didn't understand that.
It was unintentional.
All right. All right. Well, let's earn it. But for the record,
you're the only colored singer you could think of that you like is Vanessa Williams.
I don't know colored singer, Doc.
Come on, play along with me. The only African-American singer you can think of is Vanessa Williams.
Right off the top of my head.
What about Destiny's Child?
Yes.
Yes?
I know who they are.
You know who they are? Can you tell me any of their songs?
No. I'd know it if I saw the video.
Really? Describe a video of Destiny's Child, please.
Four of them, right?
No.
Very attractive?
Three.
Three, okay. They're all in, like, white outfits?
No, that's wishful thinking on your part.
That's done with the meeting.
Well, I think maybe we...
No, it was their lack of me totally saying, you know, who is this guy? You know, who, right. Why? You know,
again, for the
at least I knew who the other people were you're talking about.
You see,
I don't
once
think
in a while,
get your goat as much as.
Sir, you have to understand, once in a while on this show, we think that some misguided individuals, certain individuals who think a certain way, have this misguided view that they belong here, and we're sensitive on that.
Let me just say that
they really don't belong.
I do think there's someone that you should talk to, though, about the way you feel about music. I think you probably have a soulmate there.
I also love The Offspring.
There you go.
Of course you do.
Offspring's great.
Okay.
Right, sure. They're all white. All right, thank you. But again, you know, you just don't like MTV Cribs because you don't know the people who are on it. Is that a fair fact?
That's a fair fact.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Keep an open mind.
And you know something? Yeah, I'll just say this. If he wasn't a bigot and he was just a total idiot, then we're real sorry about that whole exchange.
But not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No, no way.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That makes me so angry.
Hello. Vanessa Williams,
right?
He was trying.
I think you know why I think he said Vanessa Williams? Because she was co-hosting with Regis the other day.
Yeah,
I really think that's the reason.
Oh, and because I just said that she was married to Rick Fox.
Right, exactly.
God, I got to think of a colored lady right now. colored lady. Oh, Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, there we go. Man, I was watching this, and there's some rapper on there. I get so mad.
I get so angry.
I get so damn mad. Look at that. Look at his house. Look at my house.
I put my Johnny Ram hat on. I go, God damn it, I hate that.
Look at that thing. He's on the TV. I don't know who the hell he is.
Turn on the Don and Mike show. I tell you what, they're all right. I like it when that boy Rob Spiewak's on, though. That Rob Spiewak, he makes sense.
He makes a lot of sense. He sure does, Don.
He sure does. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Hey, Don, did you happen to see the MTV Cribs with the guy? I can't think of his name, but he was in American Pie, played Stifler.
Yes.
And,
yes.
He was in that movie, Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, it was a really outstanding celebrity crib.
That's a funny guy. That guy that's in that movie, Dude, Where's My Car?
And his house. There's really nothing amazing about his house.
It wasn't even a house. He lived in just a plain old apartment.
And, like, he had posters of Dude, Where's My Car on the walls.
Wow. That's cool.
Did you see, like, when he talked about, like, down the hall from his apartment, they actually had the people from America's Most Wanted were there once and
yeah.
shot the guy that lived down the hall from
him? Yeah. Yeah, the guy totally didn't live like a star.
That's good. That's great.
Excellent. Thank you, my friend.
Hey,
listen,
okay.
We got to roll. I'm sorry. Got to.
Take care, guys.
Thank you. You take care. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, Homo Joe here.
Homosexual Joseph, you have shown me something.
HomoJoe.com.
Homo Joe, it's 2001. Time to show me more.
It's a convert.
Don and Mike, live at the Super Bowl this Friday. They will show you something.
Yep.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio show that's huge here in town called the Don and Mike Show. I know they're huge fans of yours. They're coming to town. Could you send us an autographed copy of your book that we can pass on to them?
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay.
Yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Ooh.
It's giving God a job,
words.
Boy.
Thanks, Larry.
Two DJs who love BJs.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Rob. Mike O'Mara.
I'm the ones that I still play, Rob.
You feel up to it, I'll take one.
There you go. I feel up to it.
He always feels up to it, Rob.
We're on the way to Tampa Bay tonight, and we will be on the air live tomorrow
night.
I listen to this from the convention center, where I've been told any mook can come by.
Wonderful.
To see 200 fat, sweaty disc jockeys all doing their shows at the same time, us included.
Hey, fantastic.
That'll be very intimate.
Tomorrow, I'm sure it's going to be a CF of a show.
Yeah, it'll smell like root beer, too.
Our Super Bowl show, sponsored by Geico, where one 15-minute phone call can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Now, the show is running about where it always runs time-wise, mm-hmm. meaning that for us we're on time, but by network standards we're running late.
Of course.
Now, we got to leave in about 45 minutes
right.
to get out of here to make the plane.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to leave Buzz's news time,
mm-hmm.
and, well, we're going to let Buzz continue to present the news,
right.
And we're going to let Lisa comment on the news.
Wonderful.
Okay. So, I mean, we'll start the news in a break or two here, uh-huh. and we'll get the ball rolling.
Okay.
But then after that, what we'd like to call a grand experiment for a possible weekend spinoff show.
Well, yes, very good. Wonderful.
Know, kind of a he said, she said, Regis and Kathy Lee thing.
Well, that hasn't been done.
You know. Well, no, listen. A much older man and a much younger and hotter woman. Uh-huh. It is exactly the Regis format.
Very good. Absolutely. I think it's going to work.
So stand by. And you know, she dressed up today, even though it's a radio show.
Yes.
She knew she was going to be on today.
Wearing yes. leather pants.
You see how fixed up Lisa is today?
I got all that. Up for yeah. you, Buzz.
Well. She got that thing in her belly button.
I thought maybe it was the contest she got dressed up.
No, she doesn't dress up for that.
No, it's you. It's for you, Buzz. It's Y-O-U.
That
is great.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, please don't leave us early.
Well, we have to catch the plane.
Come on, guys. Don't leave so early.
Well, we're here now, so don't worry about it. What can we do for you?
Hey, Don and Mike, I just want to wish you guys the best at the Super Bowl, man. Go Ravens. Second round Kings are going to kick Spurs ass tonight. Thanks.
Right. Bye.
See ya. Sports fan.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good call.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hello, on the air, man.
Yes, you're on the air, man. It sounds like a Cheech and Chong record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dave's not here.
Hey,
hey, man, where's the stuff? Dave's not here, man.
Little Dave. Hey.
Is Dave
there? I'm going to come to California, man.
Dave's not here, man.
Huh?
Hey, is Dave there?
I told you, Dave's not here.
Hey, when are you going to come to Sacramento, man?
I used to.
Hold on. Here's an editorial comment from Mike's butt.
When are you going to come to...
Wow.
I don't know.
Come to Sacramento.
I just...
It's
like three in a row, and I'm really...
IBM, pun intended, says you make the call.
No. No.
No, not sponsorable.
No.
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 Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. what am I doing here? Hello, Don
and
Mike.
Against the rules, that last call to about when are we coming to your town. That's right.
That's hello. Awesome.
Professor O'Mara.
Yes, sir.
Professor Geronimo.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I just wanted to ask you guys, knowing that y'all are big fans of video entertainment, have you seen the replays of the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast?
This is more up Mike's alley. I stand.
And I have to defer to Rob Spiewak, who, I mean, if you're talking about stuff like that, Rob really knows.
I have the tape.
You have the tape?
There you go.
Absolutely hysterical.
It is. It's a laugh riot. You have a few beers and watch that, your sides will hurt.
I found myself in a hotel the other night, and the TV channel station had it playing above the TV guide.
Yeah, I love when the TV channel station airs that. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
That's right, and good day to you.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Way to dispatch.
Hey, you fat bastard.
Hey, you son of a bitch. What?
Oh, you killed him.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike show. If only, Buzz. If only we had that power. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, I want to get this in before the news. Oh. The Museum of Death.
Oh, yeah.
We can either do this as a regular phoner.
Right.
Or we can be the gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can be Mike Oxbig and,
What was the other one? I forgot.
Mike Oxbig. Mike Oxbig and...
And I'm Mike Latouris.
That was it.
The Mike and Mike show.
Right. We have to do it that way now. Okay. Now that we both figured it out.
Okay. So here's the setup.
Mike Latouris.
Mike Oxbig.
Hi.
Museum of Death combines the bizarre with the ghastly. Hey, Rob, why don't you call them up and act like you're the producer and tell them they're going to go on the air with the Mike and Mike show.
I guarantee it.
Hold on. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Igars.com.
Yeah.
I know. It was worth it.
It's coming back a little.
Okay. You call them up now. Tell them they're going to go on with Mike and Mike.
You got it.
Oxbig and Latouris.
I remember how much fun we had last time. Just doing that.
How you doing, everybody? So this is...
It doesn't matter, does it, now, who we're calling?
No. We could just be calling people at random out of the phone book.
Thanks for coming on the Oxbig Latouris get-together.
Are they answering?
No, the line's dead. No one's answering.
All right.
Line's dead. Funny boy.
All right, if you can't get through, I'll find another one.
All right.
Somebody that'll like to chat with Oxbig and Latouris.
About computer nerd struggles to get $4,000 days.
You want him? Jeff Golder?
Yeah, hold on, wait a minute.
He sounds like the
Let me read it first. Suppose someone was willing to pay you $4,000 to go on a date, but your high school principal refused to help you get in contact with them. That is the crisis facing 18-year-old high schooler Jeff Golder, a self-proclaimed nerd who recently tried to auction his scrawny and pale body on eBay. I don't like that one. Hold on. How about...
Gotta be somebody a little out of it, Don, so we can get by.
Oh. Is this the Museum of Death? Could I speak to Kathy or JD, please? Hi, Kathy. Rob Spiewak with the Mike and Mike Show in Washington, D.C. How are you? Good. Very well, thank you. We were wondering if you'd have a few moments today to speak to our hosts. Yeah, if possible. We'd only keep you for about 2 or 3 minutes, I promise. We just need a filler segment here. Okay. All right, put me on hold and I will wait. Thank you. You put us on hold, she'll be with you in a moment.
She's tending to some of the exhibits.
All right. All right. Hey, let's get right straightforward questions here, though. No hedging.
Okay, what they have here at the Museum of Death. What they have... is a collection of death-related art, video footage, memorabilia, artifacts, and photographs. They have Liberace's glass-eyed kitty, which has been stuffed.
Meow.
Nearby are several other stuffed, albeit less noteworthy canines, including Lady, that's an Afghan hound who was found dead at the bottom of her deceased owner's closet.
Fantastic.
Like your museum, that's more than fun. Hey, thank you, Kathy. They'll be with you in a second.
Here we go.
Kathy Schultz on the warm line.
Jackie Schultz, okay.
Kathy
Schultz, okay. Here we go. So as we head to the get-go stages of a get-out-of-town, sure happy it's Thursday. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Oxbig.
And I'm Mike Latouris, and we're talking, macabre right now. We're talking death on the Oxbig Latouris get-together.
Now, listen, our producer, Rob, has come up with, frankly, something that's kind of way out there. Let me tell you that right now, everybody.
A little scary for me, frankly.
We're talking to, is this Kathy?
This is Kathy. Hi, how y'all doing?
Hi, from the Museum of Death. Wow.
That's scary stuff.
This is crazy. Let me introduce everybody on the show to you. Well, I'm Mike Oxman.
And I'm Mike Latouris, and we're here with the lady that knows about death, I guess. Is that right, Kathy?
That's me. I know all about death.
This is a rather sick topic. You've got stuffed animals. You have John Wayne Gacy's self-portrait as circus clown Pogo. You have, I understand, some of the purple shrouds that the Heaven's Gate people wore.
We sure do. We even have the Nikes. They bought them specifically to kill themselves.
My God. I mean, you have a morbid fascination with death, I guess, right?
Well, you know what? I love life, and death's part of it.
You're right about that.
I need to find out all I can about death.
I've got to do a quick break-in right now on the CBS Radio Network on Westwood One. It's 21 past the hour. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Oxbeg.
And I'm Mike Latouris, and we're talking with Kathy from the Museum of Death all about the gruesome collection that we have.
The show is known as Mike and Mike. Some call us Oxbeg and Latouris.
And we are sitting here listening to something that I find a little difficult to even believe.
It's as do I.
Sure.
As do I.
But there's a Museum of Death that actually exists.
How many items, ma'am, if we might ask, do you have in the Museum of Death?
Oh, thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands, yeah. We've been open for 6 years. 5 of them were in San Diego, and we've been up in Hollywood here for a year, and we almost get something every single day.
You know, I think I was talking, where are you located specifically? Because I think I know where you're located. I was talking to my sister, Anita Clitoris, and she said that she'd actually stopped by.
Cool.
The museum. Whereabouts are you exactly?
We're in Hollywood on Hollywood Boulevard and Ivar.
Yep, Anita told me that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Did she say, guess what? We had our record pass outs this year. Since January 1st, we've had 7 people pass out.
Let me tell you something about Anita Clitoris. She's got a cast iron stomach.
Your sister, then she stayed okay.
she's a great gal.
Yes, indeed, Don.
Probably had
Mike.
A terrific conversation.
Just let me say something, that my uncle also lives out that way. My uncle.
What's his name?
Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike, of course it is.
No,
Mike.
No, listen, I have something in my throat. My uncle, York.
Do you hate when that happens?
I remember. I met your Uncle York Coxby.
What the heck was that guy's name?
That's right.
Uncle York. You know, it's one of those southern things where they use the maiden name for the first name.
You know, like Sergeant York.
But they'll use the maiden name and put it, in the first part. And I think 2 years ago, I met York Coxby.
Did he come to the museum?
No, I don't think he did.
Listen, everybody, you're listening to Mike and Mike. It's Oxbeg and Latouris. It's now 24 past the hour, wherever you are in America. We want to say happy Thursday to you. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Oxbeg.
And I'm Mike Latouris, and we're sitting here talking with Kathy from the Museum of Death, and we were telling her about Mike's brother. Or is
my
cousin?
My uncle, York Oxbeg.
Oh, York Oxbeg.
And it's your sister, Anita Clitoris.
Anita Clitoris, that's correct.
Listen, we want to thank you very much for your time. Thank you for coming on the Mike and Mike Show.
My pleasure.
Until next time, here's hoping that your times are special times. Our current time, 24 past the hour. Until next time, hoping all your times are as enjoyable as our times. It's nice to know so many nice people. Everybody, signing off for this evening's show, this is Mike Oxbeck.
And Mike Clitoris.
And Kathy from the Museum of Death.
Thanks so much, Kathy.
You're welcome. Hello. Everyone have great lives.
Hold on just a moment. I think our producer will want to talk to you.
Okay.
She was a good lady, and my uncle...
Tough customer. He's one tough cookie.
Thanks for coming on the show with us. We'd like to know if it's possible to keep your name in the Oxbeg and Latouris Rolodex. We could call you. You'd be great for our spooktacular this Halloween.
Ask her what she thought of the experience.
Great. What did you think of the interview? Do you think they're funny? They're good. It is a radio show, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
We're all over the country, but we're based in Washington, D.C.
But my sister, Anita Clitoris, she...
My uncle, your cock's big.
It was a fine interview. They're older men, and they get exactly what they're saying. We'll talk to you on Halloween. God bless. Bye now.
Not a clue.
No.
man.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm sorry. I cannot keep it together when we do that.
I know.
She said two things that I thought were great. She says, I'm sorry I couldn't give you a better interview because she was ill-prepared. And she says, and it's what? A radio show?
There you go. It's the Oxbig Latouris get-together.
Yes, it is.
My uncle, your Oxbig, and your sister,
Anita Clitoris.
We got to be the only guys laughing at this.
I love it, though. I don't care.
Sorry. Funny. Oxbig Latouris equals funny. It's buzz time now.
Yeah. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man
Oxbig
found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
My uncle, York Oxbig.
And my sister, Anita Clitoris.
Buzz, what is your lead story? The fact that, again, we've run this two-joke bit into the ground?
Oh, no.
Well, what is your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, President Bush handles the Cuban name-calling crisis.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, everybody, listen. Stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that was very...
That was professional, Mr. Oxbig.
You got it, Mr. Latouris.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cracker?
Dogs love cheese, and people love the Don and Mike Show.
Sure do.
Oh, boy.
They made the announcement today about our next Vegas-style show. Actually, it's a Reno Tahoe-style show.
Yeah, it'd be great.
So if you live in Reno, well, hell, if you live in Sacramento, you can make it to this show.
Right.
Friday, Feb 23, 8 p.m., main showroom at Harrah's Lake Tahoe.
Fantastic.
We'll be headlining with Willie Nelson. Our Reno Tahoe-style show sponsored by Harrah's Lake Tahoe. Your biggest nights happen here.
Yeah, you're going to have a great time out there, and it's all for free. When was the last time you went into a casino hotel and got a free show?
Yes, first 1,000 people are guaranteed entry to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to start giving out tickets or armbands, whatever they're going to be doing, at 9 a.m.
Wow. So we hope to see you, and then it's festival seating, right? First come, first serve.
Right. So get there, get your tickets, and we'll see you. Keep listening to our affiliate in Reno for more KPLY. Now, here is Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. Fidel Castro says he hopes George W. Bush is, and I quote, not as stupid as he seems.
Well,
Bush.
Castro describes Bush, and I quote again, someone very strange with very little promise, end quote.
You know, I didn't know that Bush was as big a dope as he is.
What's he doing now?
Well, no, it's just, I noticed the Dan Quaylish qualities, which have not come to the forefront yet.
Oh, you wait for the next four years, you'll get a few of those.
I saw the ad here for the book.
Right.
Yeah. A book called George Bushisms.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I mean, I know he said stuff like, they quote him here, they misunderestimated me.
Yeah.
But here's another one. We'll let our friends be the peacekeepers, and the great country called America will be the pacemakers. Here's another one. Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream. I mean, who knew that?
Sure.
And they have already in a book more than 100 of his most effed up things he said.
Already. That's going to be an encyclopedia set by the time the administration breathes their last breath.
I mean, I know that thing about they misunderestimated me. Right. I mean, I've heard that one,
sure.
But I had no idea that there was a book already.
Isn't that great? And I think from a comedy standpoint,
yeah,
it's, we can look forward to the next 4 years. I think they're going to keep him controlled, though. I really do. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, and he'll just come out and say, thank you. And then he'll go back into the living chambers.
That's what it's been so far.
In a speech this week, the Cuban leader added that he's not particularly bothered by Bush. Quoting again, he's there and we are calm over here. The White House will only respond by saying, that's good. We are calm over here, too. And don't take this to mean Castro favors Democrats. Last year, he called both Bush and Vice President Al Gore boring and insipid.
His beard looks like a Bush.
Yeah, you remember what's in there?
It was like a girl's Bush.
Man.
Nasty.
I wouldn't want to meet that girl.
Nasty Bush. It's like Bush and maybe one of those girls dancing down at Mons Venus down in Tampa Bay. a club that we will not be attending, incidentally.
Really?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good for you.
Just
absolutely.
Not.
Like the NFL player.
We shall not. Not unless Bart's fake ID comes through.
You know, you can actually play What's in There with Castro's beard.
It's fantastic. Hey, look, I got another cigar for you.
Hey, you know what? About the Super Bowl, I don't know if you're going to have this in the news. I don't want to screw up your news. Do you have the story about Mark Ingram?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Oh, the tight end?
Right.
I heard something about him. What is the deal? Hey, do you want to do it now, Buzz?
Yeah. Well, I know it would be of interest to Mike because Mike is a Giants fan.
Mm-hmm. Guy who was a Super Bowl hero 10 years ago this week is now in trouble with the Secret Service. Former Giants wide receiver Mark Ingram is accused of possession of counterfeit money.
Uh-oh.
He was arrested this week after being caught driving a stolen Ford Expedition.
Uh-oh.
With $3,200 in counterfeit bills in his pocket, according to police. And while searching the Expedition, police say they found a checkbook belonging to former Giant and Hall of Fame linebacker Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you're going to steal checks from somebody...
Yeah, really?
Why would you steal LT's check?
LT.
I mean, LT's checks, you might as well steal a Super Bowl.
That was curious at first, but it's not so curious now. A friend says that's not out of line since Taylor and Ingram often play golf together. The friend figures that Taylor just left his checkbook in that Expedition.
No. I understand. I'm not...
Right.
My point is... LT's broke.
Yeah, LT has had horrible, you know, trouble with drugs right, and also with his finances.
And with hoes, and he's got, like, no dough. So, I mean, even...
Well, if he's hanging around Ingram, though, like Buzz just said, maybe he does have dough.
Yeah, but come on, Mark Ingram, if you're going to steal a Giants checkbook, mm-hmm. a Giant from the past,
right.
you know...
Make it Alex Webster.
Yeah, Phil McConkey.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
Andy Robustelli.
Phil Sims. Think of a guy who's actually making some dough.
Right.
You know, and how about this guy? A great
Harry Carson.
How about this guy? A great former New York Giant.
Uh-huh. This is Sam Huff.
Yeah. There he is, yeah. right there.
Yeah, of course, you'd have to steal his purse. It's a very manly purse, though.
Oh, yeah. That's just got a Giants logo on it.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Al Gore has found a job. He'll be teaching journalism at Columbia University starting next month.
Hello, class.
Gore worked at a new...
Very happy to see all of you. You may be aware of the fact that I lost the presidency of the United States of America, and many in my party have branded me a loser. Well, they're right.
Gore worked as a newspaper reporter for a few years back in the 70s. He will lecture about the mingling of journalism and politics and the new technologies, including the Internet, which he once claimed he was instrumental in inventing.
Our first textbook that I'd like you to buy is called Bushism. Imagine your enjoyment when you read the stupid things he says. Our current sort of president. Thank you.
Al Greenspan says maybe a tax cut's not such a bad idea. But he says, first things first. First, he says, we have to pay off our debts.
Oh, Alan Greenspan.
Greenspan on tape here.
Greenspan.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
I'm sorry, that's Alan Goodman. That wasn't Alan Greenspan.
Wrong Alan. That's the best tape you could have ever played, though. Fantastic.
All right, really. Alan Greenspan.
Here he is.
I am the truth.
Hell yes.
We take Jesus and we wrap him around our reproductive organs.
Amen. Amen.
It's Jesus who's speaking to us to take his healing gospel to this generation and to do it now.
I don't think that's the right tape, actually. It should say a Greenspan on the label.
14 seconds?
That's the one. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Here he is.
I received 99 years. The same day I went to trial, there was a man cut another man's nuts off.
I don't know why we have this trouble, but
right here he is.
The most recent projections, granted their tentativeness, nonetheless make clear that the highly desirable goal of paying off the federal debt is in reach before the end of the decade.
Boring.
He says we can do it.
All right, if they have to have a tax cut, you know, I'm a Democrat, but if they insist on a tax cut, okay.
They must. Greenspan did not specifically endorse the tax cut plan put forth by President Bush, but Greenspan's remarks are clearly what Democrats didn't want to hear. They worry that a tax cut will endanger Social Security and other programs, as well as preventing us from paying off the aforementioned debt.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of Super Bowl tickets to go around if you don't mind paying at least $1,800 a pop.
Christ, I shouldn't have made such a big deal about it.
The New York Post...
down there and get rich with my tickets.
Apparently there are a lot of... New York Post says ticket brokers and the people who keep them stocked, keep the brokers stocked, were especially smart this year by setting aside more tickets than usual for desperate last-minute buyers. And the paper says some of the clever early investors are NFL players. Each player in the Super Bowl has a chance to buy as many as 15 tickets for family and friends at $325 apiece. So the profit margin is enormous. A 50-yard line seat is going for up to $5,300 now. One player for the Giants says he personally made $50,000. Players from teams not in the big game can buy two tickets apiece.
He sold this for 50 cents.
A lot of them buy, but few of them go.
I hate to let it go this cheap.
Hold on.
All right.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Exactly, are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the
Is it the Frank or the Dave?
Right.
I don't know. It looks like I think it's a little bit of both.
Break them veins! Break them veins!
Rude and Rude. Hey. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, we did the math wrong. Tell Lisa that she's only got one break with Buzz tonight. I know you'd like more than one break with Lisa tonight.
Oh, yes, I would.
I know you could do a whole, a whole show with all the format around her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, no, you get one break with Lisa tonight.
And our series continues.
Let's get back to the Guy Birdley. Oh, go to TVGuide.com.
Yeah.
Click on Features link and vote for Leah Remini and King of Queens. Voting ends Monday night, the 29th. So Leah called today to say that everybody's not voting for her.
Uh-oh. Vote early, vote often.
So please call and vote. And we thank you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. NFL officials have found a way to make sure nobody sells counterfeit game balls from the Super Bowl. They're putting DNA on the footballs.
That's right. What we're going to do is, how you doing? This is Paul Tagliabue.
Paul Tagliabue still able to do that?
What we're going to do is, no, we're going to get all the players from the Giants and the Ravens. We're going to get Trent Dilfer. And we're going to get Kerry Collins.
I hope you enjoy your new glazed ball.
And they're all going to J.O. for all these balls.
I can't see the commissioner's signature.
And then we're gonna rub all of the juices into the balls.
You can't get this ball counterfeit because it's got juices in it.
Juices, DNA.
It's actually
all the secretions.
Synthetic DNA designed especially for this purpose, so not actually from humans.
All the jizz.
The company that makes the artificial DNA says it reduces a counterfeiter's chances of making an identical copy to 1 in 33 trillion.
That's right, because you put some Tiki Barber's jizz on one of those balls, well, it's going to be impossible to duplicate that.
Ah, we solved that problem.
We sure did.
Now on to J.O. on the tickets.
Seriously, in Florida, a 13-year-old boy has been convicted of murder. The jury didn't buy his lawyer's wrestling defense. The lawyer argued that Lionel Tate killed a 6-year-old girl when he imitated a move he had seen on TV wrestling. The girl was a family friend who was visiting the home. The mother was asleep at the time. The boy was convicted of first-degree murder. He now faces, at the age of 13, life in prison without parole. There is a chance the governor could commute his sentence. Weird.
That is weird.
Word is, Sega is going to stop making the Dreamcast game system.
Oh, that's just
you know
speechy.
What?
F. Akfe. Ouye. Egase.
That's horrible. I mean, you know the people that spend that kind of money?
Yeah.
Hello? Me too. Dreamcast sales have been less than impressive, they say.
Oh, goddamn.
Which is surprising, considering the holiday shortage of PlayStation 2s and the cost-cutting and rebates from Sega, you would think they would have sold more.
Jesus.
The company said now to be talking to its competitors, Sony and Nintendo, about manufacturing games for them. Sega is reportedly thinking about stopping production of its new units in March.
So you mean everybody who spent the money to buy Dreamcast,
right?
Now it's worthless because it'll only play the games that you've already bought.
Right. When they cancel a system, there are no more new games made for it. That's their last format, and they'll soon be making their last console.
And it's so funny the way they say that, because they come out and say, we're not going to manufacture it anymore. They don't come out and say, what we're not going to do is we're not going to make games for it anymore, which is really what they should say.
Right.
Not that I'm concerned, but come on.
That's why I got PlayStation 2.
Oh, the lady.
And that's why I'm such a effing moron that I'll buy the next one that comes out, too.
Right.
God damn, I'm an idiot. I really am.
You ought to put Circuit City over your house.
I swear to God, I am a moron. Oh. I buy into this. I'm a part of the problem.
Yeah, at least your stuff works, though. You're just trying to ride the trends. Well, lady, who's
I got this little DVD player that I was going to take.
I'm sorry, you're frustrated.
I was as excited about anything.
I was.
Portable. I know you got yours 8 years ago.
That's portable
not
player.
Why I'm laughing. But I'll tell you right now, I was looking forward to it, and the battery doesn't work. It says battery error 1, and I have no idea why the battery doesn't work.
But I wanted to watch a movie on the plane.
Sorry,
I'm really upset. I want to smash it. But I'm not going to because it's extremely expensive.
Right.
Of course, don't do it.
But I mean, it's valueless because it won't work with the battery.
God, that makes me mad. I am so angry.
I know you are.
I really am. Well, you know what that means now? No movie on the plane, okay? Glug, glug.
That's not easy.
Thank you very much.
Not
I'll be
easy.
Smashed by the time we get to Tampa.
Not
you
easy
guys can carry me off the goddamn plane.
Technology.
I am. Screw it. I got a phone. I need to communicate with my wife. I won't email her again. I'll talk to her by the phone. And you know, when do you predict it? I think you were like predicting when the newness would wear off. Did you see that thing out here today?
No.
Okay. Over.
Wow.
Done. Palm Pilot. Wireless internet. Done.
He's here. Flipping it off.
Thank you.
Not easy being Ed.
Cell phone. Hi. How you doing? Okay. A lot quicker.
Email ed@aol.com.
Ed Anger. Actually, I might take the Palm Pilot with me.
You should.
Really?
You really
yeah, because I got to email some people.
There you go.
All right. So I'll take that. I'll take that drink. And that's my other nice, cute, faggy satchel.
It is.
I'll spin it through the airport.
And
skip.
It is like a giant purse.
The lady who says a Burger King employee watched her and her daughter go to the bathroom has no case.
Get to know Charlie.
No. Look at the poop came out.
The woman claimed the employee at an Anaheim location watched through a peephole looking at her and her 9-year-old daughter.
Oh.
She said the company was negligent for allowing holes in the bathroom wall. She wanted money for damages. Today, a jury said no because there was no evidence backing up Burger King's claim that none of this ever happened.
Charlie sitting in the back room watching the poop come out.
Here's the tape now. We got the tape of the lady.
Oh, good.
Who's in the bathroom, and we're going to combine that with the tape of Charlie actually watching her. Here's the woman.
Watch all the grown-ups.
Here's the woman taking a growler. Okay. Here she is.
I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe.
Wow, look at that.
And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
See you.
Uh-huh. A judge in Madison, Wisconsin.
Get to know Charlie.
A judge in Wisconsin is apologizing for being in such a big hurry.
That's a Garland growler.
U.S. District Judge John Shabazz hates courtroom delays.
Shabazz.
So he forged ahead with a sentence.
Is that what you were thinking of, Wallace? Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. All right. Shabazz.
Judge
the
Shabazz.
The Video Zoo.
The judge forged ahead with a sentencing hearing, even though the defendant had collapsed from a stroke.
Zazu, broke.
The judge later apologized for being so insensitive, and then he sentenced the man to nearly 3 years in prison.
Oh, but at this time, listen, parting is such sweet sorrow, but we have to go catch a plane,
Godspeed.
Coincidentally, will only take us roughly 8 hours to get to Tampa Bay, Florida.
Very good. Very exciting.
Because that's the way they do things around here. I mean, why fly to Tampa Bay
when you can drive?
In one simple, quick flight.
Right.
Why not make the flight to Tampa Bay as long as if you were flying to Los Angeles and back home?
Excellent. I'm guessing you have a 3-hour layover in Atlanta, right?
Something like that. So we will talk to you tomorrow live from Tampa Bay.
Very good.
With our Super Bowl show.
Yes.
The news continues with Buzz and the lovely Lisa, who will be stepping in to comment and generally help Buzz through the, the formatting stuff of the
absolutely.
Show.
Push the buttons and such.
Please stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
They'll be using the same microphone.
The Buzz and Lisa show. Yes, and I imagine by the end of the Buzz and Lisa show, they'll be in various stages of undress.
That's right. But I understand that by the end of the newscast, you won't be able to counterfeit Buzz's microphone.
You're reading ahead.
Oh, we will talk to you tomorrow from Tampa. Buzz, we leave it in your able hands. We'll be right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
Mark, name one successful person who ever lived without air conditioning.
Balzac.
No need for potty mouth just because you can't think of one.
But Balzac is the name.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, how does the rest of that go?
Come and enjoy their world-famous Love Act. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi, Lisa.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Buzz.
it's just us now. We're
yes,
just, it is. Just the two of us in the studio alone at
I
night.
I changed the lights a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. It's a nice effect. You know, they're gone now.
I know.
It's just you and me.
Should we tell everybody now the truth?
No, I think we should keep that a secret.
Okay.
But do you know how many guys, how many people listening would trade places with me in an instant?
I have an idea.
Yeah, you answer the phones. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I know how they are.
Here's some news for you. Beer is food. Food is good. Let's eat. Amazing news about beer. A new report says one small beer a day can wash out of your liver the dangerous heavy metals that build up there over the course of your lifetime. Now, too much beer, of course, will damage your liver, but a little beer each day can clear out impurities and speed up the liver's metabolism. In Australia, meanwhile, scientists are trying to get beer makers to put just a drop of vitamin B1 in every can. They say it would cost next to nothing, and that the B1 would prevent brain damage and improve the slipping memories of the people who drink too much of the stuff.
I think I might fall into that category.
Healthy beer. How about another reason to be glad you live in this country? The evil government of Afghanistan, known as the Taliban, has started arresting hairdressers and barbers. Nearly two dozen were rounded up this week for giving a haircut that Afghan men call the Titanic. It gives them hair similar to the cut worn by Lenny DiCaprio in the Titanic movie. The Ministry of Vice and Virtue in Afghanistan says the hairstyle is offensive. They say hair on the forehead can interfere with a person's ability to pray. That same religious government bans most forms of entertainment and demands that men have to grow beards. Many Afghan men are secretly trimming their beards despite instructions to the contrary. Lenny Kravitz is keeping all of his family jewels in one basket. The Daily News reports that he's decorated his genitals with a diamond from an earring that belonged to his late mother.
Decorated how so?
Well, I don't know, and I haven't looked. He hasn't said exactly. But his mother must be very proud. The paper says Kravitz also got Ray Charles to help him entertain his extended family down in the Bahamas recently. That family includes his grandfather, Al Roker, no relation to the TV weatherman. They're still trying to figure out how a guy got through the super tight inaugural security and got close enough to the new president to shake Bush's hand. The Secret Service won't tell us the guy's name, but they admit he is the same guy who sneaked into Bill Clinton's inauguration in 1997. And what makes the incident even more embarrassing to the Secret Service is that they were especially on the lookout for this guy this time. Apparently, the guy loves to slip past security to meet all kinds of celebrities, and word is he does it often. Spooky. The New York Giants, you'll be interested in this, Lisa, are big winners in the Super Bowl of looks. A new survey from an online dating service puts the Giants ahead of the Ravens, according to women looking for the sexiest players. New York tight end Pete Mitchell got 52% of the vote among bachelors. Women said they'd, quote, most like to score a touchdown with. Giants defensive back Jason Sehorn came in second with 28% of the vote. Ravens running back Jamal Lewis was third with just 8%, followed by Baltimore linebacker Pete Bulware, who got 6% of the vote. Giants quarterback Kerry Collins came in fifth with 5%. The survey asked women what it was about these players that they found so sexy. 41% said it was their physiques. 28% said it was the tight pants. Another 28% said it was the rugged nature of the game. Only 3% said it was the money they make.
Well, I want to know where in this are my favorite players, the hottest players, the big fat linemen.
You like the linemen?
Oh, absolutely.
You like
nothing,
the big beefy guys.
Nothing hotter than a 6'7", 350-pound sweaty ball of hair.
People have gotten a little more comfortable with the V word ever since the opening of a play called The Vagina Monologues. So the women's magazine Marie Claire asked several famous women these questions. If your vagina could talk and wear clothing, what would it wear and what would it say? Dumb question, but here are the answers. Former ER star Juliana Margulies said hers would wear a pair of faded Levi's and a white T-shirt. Brooke Shields says hers would wear cashmere and say, I belong.
Calista Flockhart says hers would wear silk pajamas with a see-through top and would say, "What are you looking at?" Britney Spears isn't all sweetness and light. Ask any of the folks who've downloaded her recent tirade from Napster. The 19-year-old girl next door can swear with the best of them.
Now, I've heard about this. I had a lot of people call, and I've heard the buzz around the studio throwing out F-bombs.
We should try to download this. Her performance in Rio last week was delayed, and she forgot her microphone was on. So there's this tape of her saying, "Don't tell me they're going to let the audience effing stand out there. Seriously, this is retarded." And she wasn't happy with her backup band. The tape has her saying this about them. "They told me they were going to start with a vamp. Oh, F. Oh, no. What are they doing?" Britney's people have no comment.
You do a very good Britney.
Well, thank you very much.
Hold on one second, Buzz. Got to do this.
Very good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
Currently starring in Lawrence of Arabia, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz.
Hi, Lisa. In sports, Deion Sanders just cannot limit himself. The Washington Redskins cornerback has a new contract to play minor league baseball for AAA Louisville.
Give it up already.
That's the farm team for the Cincinnati Reds. He'll report to Sarasota for spring training on March 4th. Now, besides Ray Lewis, one of the biggest controversies in this year's Super Bowl has to do with Jesse Armstead's shoes. For the past few years, the Giants player has worn different color shoes on the field. One shoe is red and white, the other is blue and white. Someone asked him about that once. His answer was, "If the right one don't get you, the left one will." The NFL says the shoe thing violates the league's uniform code. Jesse says they had no problem with it until it was time to go to the show. So now Jesse has a new pair of shoes, which he says are still different colors but look alike. Quoting him, "They're nice. I'm going by the guidelines. I'm walking on the border of it."
Mm-hmm.
So we'll watch for his shoes. Finally, pain can make you do strange things. In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, a 25-year-old man was working in the basement of a friend's house. And he accidentally cut off his hand with an electric miter saw.
I hate it when that happens.
It hurt so badly. And remember, this guy had to be in shock at the time. He tried to end his pain by picking up a nail gun and firing nails into his head. He fired a dozen times, but it did not end his pain or suffering. It only made it worse.
You think?
The good news for Billy Bartron is that doctors have removed the nails from his head, reattached his hand, and given him something for the pain. He's now amazingly in stable condition. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet, Lisa.
Everybody, listen, tomorrow Don and Mike will be live from Tampa, the Super Bowl. Buzz and I will be here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Until we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. So let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.